Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators have quite a bit to work with as they piece together the background of the suspect in Saturday's shooting. Outside a Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was going on, with President Trump in attendance.
Authorities uncovered what had been described as numerous anti-Trump social media posts linked to the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old tutor and amateur video game developer from California. The suspect was taken into custody at the dinner on Saturday night. Allen legally owned a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun. He is believed to have travelled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked himself in as a guest at the hotel where the gala dinner was held.
Correspondent Luke Harris says Allen is due to make his first court appearance today. The only Republican senator standing in the way of President Trump's pick to lead the Fed says he's now ready to vote yes.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures off 2 and the S&P futures down 3 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. State police say the highway worker killed in a Prince George's County crash was a 40-year-old man from Ellicott City. Troopers were called to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 414 shortly before noon on Saturday and found Robert Dempsey dead at the scene. According to the preliminary investigation, Dempsey was outside of his emergency work vehicle, setting up cones on the ramp from St. Barnabas Road when he was struck by a Mazda on the ramp. Mazda driver Joshua Anderson of Fort Washington was injured and taken to a hospital. State police say charges may be filed pending the outcome of the investigation. And Maryland's congressional delegation has announced nearly $40 million in federal funding to expand freight capacity at Trade Point Atlantic. The investment supports the development of the new Sparrows Point container terminal and expand container cargo capacity at the Port of Baltimore by 70%. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An extremely eventful and confounding weekend of Orioles baseball concluded yesterday at Camden Yards.
Swinging a high drive out to left center that is carrying back to the wall, and it is gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras. Oh, he likes himself a little Camden Yards.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, second and two nights for Contreras. That one gave Boston a 3-0 lead in the fifth, and the Birds would not recover. 5-3, the final. Birds dropping 2 of 3 on the weekend. After the game and the series, which featured a home run party on Friday and then a bloodbath on Saturday, manager Albernaz was asked why so up and down for this team.
You're facing the best of the best every night. Our guys are more than capable of stepping up. Today it was, we just couldn't get traffic going, getting guys on base and deliver the big hits.
11 new Ravens to talk about over the coming weeks. Headlined by the big guard Vavenga Ioane, selected in the first round Thursday night. Loving the physicality of the AFC North.
That's exactly what I want, man. I don't want to go nowhere else where it's soft football. Football is meant to be, you know, physical, all those types of things. And that's exactly where I think I can fit in.
Two receivers, two tight ends, and two offensive linemen among the hall. One edge rusher, no centers. Coming up in 30 minutes, some Ravens-Steelers back and forth that we won't soon forget. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
WCBM News Time 907. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in Westminster, 55 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. What an eventful weekend. Good grief. Good grief. As I was just mentioning to Sean Casey, real quick, if you're on 695, I know the traffic now is really bad. But I was right behind that car pileup, and there is a short video in my Instagram story feed if you want to take a look at it. And like I said to Sean, from my understanding, when there's a car pileup, you know, it's best to probably stay in the vehicle unless you have to get out. But yeah, so, you know, just now, just so you guys know, if you're sitting there on 695, the cars hit one another. Of course, I don't know exactly, you know, what happened. It was about 100 yards in front of me. But all of a sudden, as we're all trying to get over, because now the two left lanes are blocked because of, you know, this massive pileup, we're all trying to get over. And unfortunately, one of the cars, like the very last car in the pileup, I guess there were two kids in the back seat. And I would say they're about 6 or 7 years old. And the mother, obviously visibly upset. I totally understand it. It was a bad accident. Visibly upset, she gets out of the car and she goes over to the side, to the median there. And then I guess her kids panic too, because now she's outside the car. And the little boy, I would say, like I said, maybe 6 or 7 years old, he jumps out of the car on the other side. I guess he jumps out of the other side, the passenger side in the back seat. And thank God to the gentleman driving the white pickup truck. Thank God he sees him and hits the brakes. And then he was able to jump out of his truck really quickly and grab the kid and then take the kid over to the mom. So the video I have on IG, you can actually see the guy grabbing the kid and taking the kid over to his mom. Like I said to Sean, you know, I was always told, that you don't get out of the car with the pile up, like unless, you know, of course the car's on fire or there's something else, because you never know, you know, who sees it and who doesn't, and you could end up getting hit by a car behind you. I don't know if that's the you know, the thing to do. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I've also seen and witnessed car pileups when there's ice on the ground and trucks just kind of like sliding on black ice. I know you've probably seen those if you haven't been in one yourself. And so for me, I always thought, you know, you stay in the vehicle because, you know, you could get hit. And so, of course, I'm not judging that mom. She was panicking, rightfully so. It was a bad accident. But then her kid panicked and he jumps out. I was like, oh, my gosh. Of course, my heart sank. So I'm like flustered from that. And then also flustered from the weekend. So we're going to get into the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the shooting. Obviously, we'll talk about the shooter himself. Very surprised to see that he was taken alive from that scene. I was down the street at the press club at the America First White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'll get into that. Of course, there were sweeps in our building as well. You know, it's a shame that there's so much political violence today. I know it's nothing new. I just wish that we could tone things down just a bit. Just a bit. If we could tone things down just a bit, perhaps it wouldn't get people so riled up or radicalized. But I guess you just never know, right? You never know. But it doesn't help when you are, you know, protesting across the country, calling President Trump a king when he's not even acting like a king, saying he's a threat to democracy, you know, all these other things. Like, you know, when someone's mentally unstable, this can get into their mind as if they're thinking the world is going to end, right? And it's, for some reason, we decided way back when, I guess that was the 80s, we decided that we were going to shut down the asylums. We were going to, you know, those with mental health issues, I guess we decided we're just going to let them live on the streets, right? I mean, that's what it seems to me. You know, our homeless population, many of those individuals are mentally unstable and really, truly need treatment, not to be living on the sidewalk. Well, anyways, we're going to get into the shooting. We're going to get into the shooter's background, his parents, obviously his parents' home where he was living. They said about 2 or 3 years now, that house was swept immediately by SWAT. One of his neighbors came out and said a few things about him as well, so we'll get into those comments. I also did want to just fill you in, because obviously we still have this attack in Iran going on. I wanted to fill you in on some of Trump's comments in regards to NATO. You've got the King of England, right, in Camilla. They're on their way to the White House right now, I believe. Also, locally, there was another carjacking at Towson Town Center. And we'll get into that at the 10 o'clock hour. I will read, actually, from Turnbull Brockmeyer's page, because obviously they listened to the police scanner there in Baltimore County. So there were a few incidents that were not reported. You know, they didn't make it to the mainline news. But there were a few incidents in Baltimore County. And this goes back to the conversation last week that I was telling you about, that I was kind of having with Kathy's, our interim county executive, Kathy, I call her Don't Want to Work, Clausmeyer. Her spokesperson, Mr. Turner, he and I were still going back and forth about the crime and violence in Towson over the weekend. Okay. And I do want to tell you a little bit about that as well in that conversation, because, you know, when I listen to Mayor Bowser in D.C. and I hear how she is dealing with the juveniles, right? When you listen, I don't know if you guys heard over the weekend, Governor Jeff Landry out of Louisiana, you know, he's talking about, look, I don't care how old they are, we're going to do something about this. Like, you know, why can't we adopt that same philosophy here in Maryland, and especially in the Baltimore region? Why are we allowing kids to run rampant and create all this chaos and rob people at gunpoint, carjack individuals? Why are we allowing such a thing? Anyways, we're going to get into that at the 10 o'clock hour. Also, lead inspections were flying under the radar for years here in the state of Maryland because of an audit. We now see a little bit more into those details, and we're going to get into that as well. You see, when it comes to basic government functions, for some reason, we don't want to touch it. I don't get it. We don't want to touch it. And this is a libertarian me. You know, I just want government to do the basics. Like, I don't need you to introduce all these social programs. I don't need you to go into the schools and have kids, you know, believing that, you know, having their classmate having two dads or two moms, you know, this is something that we should normalize, or transgender kids. You know, they're all about the social programs and all this indoctrination, all this other nonsense. Yet they cannot seem to do basic government functions. They can't get it done. What are we paying for as taxpayers? We're going to talk about that as well. And then also, Raising Cane's, this one really chipped me up a little bit. Raising Cane's, they're going to have a new location open not too far from here at the studio. I don't know what we got to do to get a Raising Cane's by my house, man. I don't know what we got to do, but we're going to talk about it at 11 o'clock hour. And I'm going to identify some of the locations in which, if anybody's thinking about franchising some Raising Cane's, if I had the money, I'd do it. If anybody's thinking about it, I've got locations for you, really moving ready. Look, we can do a lot of real estate talk on here. Raising Cane's is so delicious. Ryan, the producer, do you like Raising Cane's? Never been. See, you're in Carroll County. You've got one over there. You got to go to Raising Cane's. It's so good. It's fattening for sure, but it's delicious. It's delicious. Anyways, I just want to identify some of the locations in Baltimore County where I think that you could possibly put a Raising Cane's if you were thinking about it. We are going to talk about that, but let's jump right into the shooting that happened over the weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, this is the third assassination. They're saying it's the third assassination attempt on President Trump, but I'm going to go on a limb and say, you know, possibly the fourth. Because not too long ago, do you guys remember the intruder at Mar-a-Lago? I do. Now, President Trump wasn't there. We talked about it on the show because President Trump was clearly in D.C. Like, everything pointed to him being in D.C. that weekend. But if you recall, there was a guy that was armed that tried to get into Mar-a-Lago. And I guess he assumed that President Trump was there. I don't know. But when he was speaking to Secret Service, obviously they were able to capture him. He was not able to do anything. But, you know, after speaking with him, you know, his goal was to harm President Trump. And I think we were all sitting here, kind of scratching our heads like, dude, everybody knew that Trump was in D.C. Everybody. There was like an event that he literally had to be at in D.C. Like you didn't even have to check the schedule. You could have just turned on the news and you would have known that he was not in Palm Beach that weekend. Anyways, so that's why I think this is like the fourth assassination attempt, because that guy did want to do harm. They did want to do harm. We're going to, kind of talk about also the fact that you still have Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and others that are still saying this is on both sides. Okay? And I want you to kind of weigh in on that as well. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The both sides conversation, I've kind of had enough of it. I don't know about you guys, but I've had enough of this. This whole narrative from the left that somehow, some way, they too are under, the scrutiny and, what President Trump is dealing with. On September 10th, we had the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I don't see this as a both sides situation. Maybe you see it a little differently. But Barack Obama served 2 terms in the White House. And we were all told then, the first black president, somebody's going to do something. Well, somebody's going to... I don't know about you, but I don't remember any attempts that we were made aware of when Barack Obama was in there for 8 years, right? He was in there for 8 years. Anyways, for me, the both sides conversation needs to end. I think the Democrat Party, the leadership in the Democrat Party, I think they need to address this issue head on. Believe it or not, I did write on Delegate Nick Allen's Facebook page, because now it's like a pastime for me. It's a pastime for me. He's a delegate in the 8th district there in Baltimore County, which is my district. So maybe that's why I pay attention to some of the things he posts. He's my delegate. And we have 3 delegates in this area, and then, of course, 1 state senator in District 8 in Baltimore County. But for some reason, you've got Delegate Kim Ross. She doesn't post a whole lot. She posts like what she does in the community. You got Delegate Harry Benderi. He doesn't even post a whole lot. I've actually met Harry before a couple of times. He's actually a really nice guy. And then you've got Delegate Nick Allen. Now, Delegate Nick Allen, everybody's, you have the opportunity to be who you want to be. If you want to be very vocal, sure, do that. Right? It's a free country. Do that. But, I can't help but notice some of the things that were outlined in the shooter, Cole Allen, by the way, is his name. The shooter's manifesto are some of the same talking points that you will hear and see in the videos that Delegate Nick Allen posts on a daily basis. And so, here's a guy, attending all the No Kings protests. And it's just, for me, it's kind of like, dude, and I said to him, I suspect that you're going to be making a video about this shooter, because that's what you do. And so then he responds to me. He still hasn't responded to me about some of the other stuff, but he responds to me and he says, well, Kim, I've always said that I do not condone political violence, blase, blase. And I said, well, sir, here's the problem. Here's the issue. There's a lot of fear-mongering going on. There's a lot of fear tactics going on. You are part of that conversation, especially as an elected official. And when you're looking at the manifesto, again, it's the same talking points that you're hearing from the delegate. You know, this radicalizes people, whether they want to admit it or not. You have a platform. You are an elected official. You have a responsibility with this platform. And so if you're going to continue to push this narrative that President Trump is some king and he's coming for everybody, then you know what? You're going to have to expect, I'm sure, that some of these things are going to happen. And to just say that I don't condone it, you know, in my view, that's not enough. It's not enough. When are we going to tone this down? You know, this is the same side that's always talking about unity. How do you unify the country with some of this stuff that you're talking about today? You can't be. You can't be about unity. Anyways, we're going to get into some of the comments. President Trump did call Fox News on Sunday morning to talk about, you know, how Melania Trump was doing. We'll get into some of those comments. Also, one officer was shot. Apparently, he was released yesterday, Sunday morning. Said that his ballistics vest luckily helped him in that situation. So we're going to get into all the details. I'll tell you about my experience at the press club, again, which was about a mile away from the dinner. So don't think that I was at the dinner, okay? I don't want there to be any confusion. And then we'll talk about Cole Allen. Apparently, he's a teacher from Torrance, California, and he is the shooter in this situation. And I also want to get your thoughts on what the Secret Service did. And then also, you know, do you believe that perhaps, you know, these events at hotels are not the way to go? So we will talk about all that. But first, we got to go to the phone line because we have our friend on the line. And I'm sorry to get to you so late here. Tim Herr with RBC Wealth Management with the Morning Market Flash. He has it every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Tim, there's still a lot going on in Iran as well. What's going on with you?
There's a lot going on, but first and foremost, what did you think about the Ravens draft over the weekend, Kim? 11 picks in the NFL draft. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Did
Tim,
you pay attention to that?
I do not. I can't even lie. I have not seen any of that.
Okay. Well, I wanted to kind of flip the script a little bit. I know we're talking politics and world events and the stock market, but I thought I'd quiz you on maybe the
draft. Tim, are you happy with the draft pick so far?
So far, I guess it remains to be seen until they put on the pads and get into training camp, right? I just know the one big thing people were talking about is we did not draft a center. So that's kind of the unknown. Who's going to snap Lamar the football this year, right? So I guess they have that figured out. We'll have to wait and see, Kim.
Yeah.
Let me digress for a moment, talk about the markets. Last week, actually, major U.S. equity indices were mostly higher for the week. S&P 500, Kim, and the NASDAQ actually notched their fourth straight weekly gains, both ending at fresh all-time closing highs last week, which was awesome. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, was in negative territory for the weekend. I think I mentioned that or hinted that on Friday morning last week, but the Dow was down 0.44%, while the S&P was up 0.55%, NASDAQ posting a whopping 1.5% gain last week. And then we also had, believe it or not, the Russell 2000, which are those small-cap companies logging their fifth straight weekly advance, up 0.36%. So, again, you know, despite the U.S. and Iran, the headlines were extremely noisy last week. I think kind of overall can really just looking at this potential de-escalation, this continued talk about ceasefire. I think it's going to be a bumpy road, though, towards some type of an agreement. I keep saying that, Kim, the back and forth, kind of this ping-pong battle between what's taking place overseas, again, the tensions escalating, de-escalating, what's going on. So I think overall the conflict is still here, but we're moving towards kind of that path of de-escalation. That's why the markets actually have done well so far here in the month of April. So the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, again, ending last week at all-time highs, you know, despite some of the noise and all these tensions in the Middle East and some of the doubts even. But April actually, Kim, is shaping up to be a very strong rebound month for the stock market. Currently, Kim, the S&P 500 is up more than 9% here this Monday morning, or at least up until this morning, April 27th. S&P up again 9%, while the NASDAQ has surged over 15% this month, Kim. And then that blue chip Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is comprised of only 30 stocks, has gained more than 6% month to date. So again, it kind of really just proves the point that despite all of the volatility in the markets last month in March, we've had a substantial rebound here so far in April, and it really just proves the point of staying the course for investors and kind of hanging in there. So as of this morning, though, markets are relatively unchanged. We are going to see a bunch of earnings coming out this week. Five of the Magnificent Seven companies, those big tech stocks, Amazon, Google, Meta Platforms, Microsoft, and Apple, all will report earnings this week, so that's big. But Dow futures currently off 83 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, down 7.5 points. And the NASDAQ futures off 16 points currently here this morning. So we'll have to see how things play out to start the week. Look forward to rejoining you on Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. I thought that was adorable there. Tim Herb thinks that I pay attention to sports. That's what we have Gary Stein for. You know what? Maybe I should try to see if he can come into studio here. Before he leaves the studio, we could talk about the draft. The only thing I know, and I just said this on the live, there was a kid that was drafted from Navy that's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the only reason I saw that is because on X, there was a video of him walking through a hallway, I guess, as they were, you know, calling him up there for the draft, and he was going to the stage. And he's got on his Navy, I guess they're called his blues, right, his uniform. And he looks so adorable. And I, and I wrote on the thing, aw! Right? Because it's like, you know, then I saw his parents and I'm like, they're probably so proud. He looks so adorable. And then somebody wrote back to me. They're like, Kim, that's a grown man. I was like, yes, he is. But like, to me, it's like a kid. Anybody under like 30, I have a problem with that. I always say, oh, look at him. He's so cute. Like, I guess I look at them as children and I need to stop doing that. I apologize. I apologize. All right, let's get back into what happened over the weekend. President Trump did call into Fox News yesterday, Sunday morning, to talk about how everybody was doing after the shooting. Take a listen.
First off, how are you after all of this, and how is the First Lady doing?
She's doing great. I'm fine. And it was a very sad evening in many ways. And it was also an evening where a lot of people got together. It was very... I saw some Democrats as we were leaving, and they were generally hostile. And last night they were waving to me, and politicians, congressmen, senators, they were waving and saying, great going and hello. So there was something very nice, I tell you. It was, I mentioned it last night in my little discussion. I think it came together. The place was just coming together. It was very nice to see, actually.
Again, that was President Trump called in Fox News on Sunday morning. Meanwhile, Melania Trump celebrated her birthday yesterday. So I'm sure a lot going on, a ton going on. But I'm happy to hear that the officer that was shot, luckily it hit his ballistic vest, and he is already at home recovering. And so we're going to get into that coming up next. The Secret Service, we're going to get into the question of the day that has to do with the Secret Service. You know, my experience at the press club down the street, again, was not there at the dinner, but down the street. Of course, our building was swept as well. And, you know, everybody started really, you heard audible gasps across the room because many of our friends were there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in the latest assassination attempt, President Trump, is due in court today in Washington. In an anti-Trump manifesto allegedly written by 31-year-old Cole Allen, the writer labels himself a friendly federal assassin. President Trump says all the signs of a troubled mind were there before the gunman opened fire outside a White House media dinner in the Washington Hilton. House lawmakers could vote today on a bipartisan funding package, fully funding the Department of Homeland Security to include the Secret Service. He's changing the light from red to green. GOP Senator Tom Tillis, who was holding up the president's pick to lead the Federal Reserve, now says he's ready to move ahead with a vote on confirmation. On Wall Street this morning, the opening bell just sounding, stocks starting off the day lower. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program. Program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While Cowboys owner Jerry Jones makes all the draft picks in Dallas, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti made his first for Baltimore this past weekend.
When we were down in Florida, Steve was begging for a draft pick, and he owns the team. I said, yes, Steve. And so, of course you're going to have a draft pick. And so we decided on our last fifth-round pick. He did his research. He studied the tape, talked to people. He's got a really good relationship with the Clemson head coach.
The result, running back Adam Randall out of Clemson, pick number 174, DaCosta describing Randall as a big, versatile running back who can catch passes and return kicks as well. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry took a couple of turns over the weekend. This from former Ravens running back Mark Ingram, introducing Baltimore's third-round draft pick.
This the hospitality I got for you, boy?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yes, it
is. On behalf of me, my son,
and then there was this smoke thrown at Steeler fans by British Ravens fan and the NFL's International Fan of the Year, Jamie Pembroke, as she announced the Ravens' fifth-round pick.
Pittsburgh, I'll keep this short, like your postseason.
Something about that British accent makes it even better. And finally, a Baltimore boy makes good in the NFL draft. The Packers drafted Florida kicker and Severna Park High School grad Trey Smack in the sixth round, the only kicker selected in the draft. Green Bay traded both of their seventh-round picks to the Seahawks for Smack, who set a Gator record with 10 field goals of 50 yards or more. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world happened this weekend at Camden Yards? And that is done on sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday, highs end up in the mid-60s with a chance for showers late in the day. A better chance for rain come Wednesday. We've got soaking rain at times then with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Spring is here and it's time to get moving, exploring and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Again, if you want to weigh in on this conversation, we're talking about the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I know probably many of you, like myself, are still waiting to hear more information about, there is a manifesto. We are going to get into that. So we kind of have a motive from the shooter, Cole Thomas Allen. He's a teacher from Torrance, California. Reportedly living with his family and has been for 2 years now. And so I want to kind of get into, you know, what we know about him. But real quick, like I said, I was at the press club. I was at the America First Correspondents' Dinner, which is different from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it was a great event, obviously. And I think some of the sponsors, Latino Wall Street, a lot of people from the Hispanic Caucus were there. Tony Delgado and his wife, they were the ones hosting the event. And we were at the press club. So we were by the White House. You know, we were basically, you know, maybe a block or two from the White House. And so if you go further up Connecticut Avenue, just to kind of give you the lay of the land, in case you're not aware, but that Hilton Hotel, it's not too far from the National Zoo. And I know a lot of people do know where the National Zoo is, but it's not too far from the National Zoo. And it is a huge hotel. Now, I know on the show I've mentioned in the past my favorite party to go to every year, even though I did not go last year. I did not go last year, but I go every year. My friend Brian Trasher, I'm usually his plus one, at the Mardi Gras in D.C. event. And that is hosted by, you know, the Louisiana delegation, right? So you've got this huge ballroom. And I believe, I mean, from my understanding, you've got about, I think they said they can seat comfortably in there close to 1,500 people. It's huge. It's huge. So when I've gone to that Mardi Gras event, usually they have parades in there, the debutantes, and like that. It's such a crazy thing. And, you know, one time the headmaster was Drew Brees, and he was there, and you know, with his family, and like it's a huge, huge venue. And so I know the lay of the land because of that party. And so when you go into that Hilton Hotel, you go in on what is like the second level, right? That's ground level in the front. Now, in the back, because it's on a hill, there is another level of downstairs where this ballroom is located. Now, there is a set of doors there as well, because there I've seen where if you've got, like, the maid service, you know, clean linen coming into the hotel, they will utilize those doors downstairs to bring everything in. Well, anyways, this shooter, Cole Thomas Allen, he comes into the lobby area on that top floor, right, the second floor, from the entrance of the hotel. That lobby is the biggest lobby I've ever seen in my life. It's huge, all right? It's huge. And right there is where they had the red carpet. So, you know, you do see, I think there's one video that has been circulating where you see Cole Thomas Allen, the shooter, he comes into the building and then he tries to run past, you see security. He tries to run past security and he does make it somewhat past security. And then all of a sudden in this video, you're able to see Secret Service pull their guns out of their holsters. And apparently off camera, you can't really see it, off camera, he was then tackled to the ground. And so that's how they were able to cuff him. You most likely saw the pictures of him with, like, no clothes on. They've got him laying on the ground. Of course, they checked him for explosives. But it was a chaotic scene. If you watch the video where you could actually hear the gunfire, you hear five shots. And again, you know, Cole Allen, he has the gun in his hand as he's running past Secret Service. Now, this is all happening a floor above, okay? So when you go down, finally going down those escalators, you've got to go through the lobby. There's a restaurant bar on your left-hand side. And then straight ahead of you, there's another bar. But as soon as you pass that first bar on your left-hand side, you will start to see the escalators in which you take those down. And then that's where you go down to the ballroom, okay? So he wasn't that close, if you will, to the president. He was on the second level from the entrance, and you can hear the gunfire in the ballroom. Apparently, from what I heard, those doors were open, and obviously it was very loud. And so you do hear the gunfire. You hear like a pop, 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 pop in some of the videos, and then that's when you hear people screaming, get on the ground, get on the ground. At that time, you see a Secret Service agent jump up. I saw on the internet, there were some people that were circulating the video of this guy jumping up in front of president. Some people thought it was a random person. Just so you know, that was not a random guy that was there. That was a Secret Service agent. He jumps up in front of President Trump as he's sitting at the table. They then go, because J.D. Vance is also sitting there, they grab J.D. Vance by his jacket. They pull him out, I guess going to the left of the stage, and then they get President Trump and Melania on the ground, and then they start to walk them out going stage right. Okay, in case you did not see the video. And so there was a lot going on in a very short amount of time. Now, of course, you have videos that have been coming out. These are reporters, you know, obviously. They're at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So Caitlin Collins, Betty Harmony, Trey Yingst, they're all pulling their cameras, their phones out. And they are underneath the tables, basically on the ground. And they are giving you a play-by-play. So if you follow any of those individuals, like I said, Trey Yingst, he's on Fox News all the time. He still has the videos posted on his social media if you want to see, like, what's going on at that moment. All right. And so, you know, with those videos, you can hear that they're being told to stay on the ground and to just stay locked in, right? They don't want everybody running around because at this point, you've got so many people there, okay? You've got a ton of people at this event. I am going to tell you a little bit about my experience at the press club. I'm going to go to the phone lines first. I've got Ernest in East Baltimore. Ernest, did you want to weigh in on the shooting over the weekend?
Absolutely. Before I do that, though, I want to talk about Towson here. Now, you're the real Dr. K. I don't care what anybody says, but there's this fraudulent woman on the radio calling herself Dr. K. I think she's at Morgan State University, saying there's no problems at the Towson Mall.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know what? You ought to give that lady a call after 3 o'clock in the afternoon and tell her what is going on at the Towson Mall Center or whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Now, Kimberly, thank God you were not there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner because, man, it would have been sad to hear you ducking like Melania had to duck. Unreal, man. This is so sad, man. The Democrats have constructed assassinations on the president now 3 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kim, this is out of hand. I mean, and that clown governor was on the Bill Mayer show talking about Baltimore doesn't have any problems, and he's fixed Maryland. He took a $5 billion surplus, and he's lost $2 billion. You know what I mean? This guy is an idiot. And nothing's ever going to get better, Kim, unless we get Republican leadership in all facets of government, state government, city government, and county government, or whatever the hell else. But let me tell you, I'm just glad you were safe, and I'm glad President Donald J. Trump was safe, and everybody else was safe, because and God help the social the security agent that got hit. I heard he's doing real good, Kim. What you know about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, he was released from the hospital yesterday. Luckily, his vest saved his life. So, yeah, no, he's doing
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, you know, like I said, the Democrats, Jimmy Kimmel, start all this crap. You know what I mean? That idiot that did this stuff. I hope he spends life in jail. That's all I got. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Ernest, so much. Hope you have a great week. It is very sad to see. And, yes, to think about Melania being, you know, she was basically, it looked like the way she hit the ground. I mean, obviously, they were trying to move fast. If you've ever seen Melania, she's got her stilettos on 24-7. I'm sure trying to get her to the ground wasn't the easiest. Now, I know that President Trump said he was told to get on the ground immediately, but he said in his 60 Minutes interview, which I do have some sound from, that he was still trying to see what was going on. Because I guess he was trying to figure out whether or not the shooter was actually in the room. And so then, you know, he finally did get on the ground, and they had them kind of crawling out stage right. It is. It's a sad situation. It's a very sad situation. And I don't know exactly what you do in that moment. Now, real quick, like I said, I was at the press club down the street. As soon as that happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, remember, I was with reporters, right? So sitting next to me was Corinne. She is the White House correspondent for the Real America's Voice Network. And all of a sudden, she's looking at her phone and she goes, "Oh, my God." And so her friend, who was inside the White House Correspondents' Dinner, she sends her a picture of her underneath the table saying, "There's a shooter, there's a shooter. You're going to have to go on." And so Corinne, you know, she then says, "Oh, my gosh, shots fired at the dinner." And, you know, of course, we're like, "Wait a minute, what?" And then Tony Delgado, who was sitting on the other side of me, the host of the event, he jumps up and he runs over to his security to find out exactly what's going on. And then we find out that, yes, they did end up doing a sweep in our building as well. But all this is going on. So then you have, it's interesting. So I didn't actually speak until after the shots were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So I was after Rob Smith to take the stage. So when I went up to go speak, there was literally half the room was out of the room. And it was most reporters like Corinne. They were all on their phones in the hallway because of what was going on at the Hilton. They had to jump on live with their networks. We had some Fox News people there and some others. They had to jump on live on, you know, some of the Zooms and everything like that, the Zoom calls, so that they could report live from the press club. Because apparently even the internet service and trying to connect with people there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was just almost impossible. I think Caitlin Collins with CNN, I think she was the first to emerge, from my understanding, that was there in the room. There were people that ran from that dinner and actually had to run on foot to the White House. And I saw some of the videos and pictures, and I thought, whew, those girls and some of those heels, man, I don't know how they did it. Because it's about a mile away from that Hilton Hotel. And they had to run because, of course, they had everything shut down. So they weren't letting any cars through. You know, cars could not get out either. So there were people that were there, some of the reporters, that quite literally had to run on foot to the White House because they knew that they were going to do a press briefing immediately. And they had to be in the room. And so, yeah, there was a lot going on, and luckily no one was seriously injured. But like I said, the scene at my place where I was, it was just everybody was scrambling. And of course, they were trying to check on their friends who was, you know, actually in the dinner. You know, there's only so many tickets you can get. When you go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that's like that's like huge. It really is huge. And so with Fox News, you know, Newsmax, Real America's Voice, they only have but so many tickets. So there's usually a lot of different dinners like across the D.C. area because, again, they can't host every reporter or every journalist at that dinner. So that's why you have all these separate dinners as well. And so also Kanye West, in case you missed it, Kanye West was there. Dana White was there in the room sitting next to Kanye West. Nicki Minaj was also at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You had lots of dignitaries. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures and the videos of them taking Speaker Mike Johnson out of the room. They actually picked him up by his blazer jacket. And there was a guy literally carrying him out. you know, like a almost like a puppet situation, carrying him out of the room and trying to get him out of there as fast as they could. And of course, they had their wives with them. And now there's this infamous picture of, you know, you got J.D. Vance, President Trump, Marco Rubio, Dan Scavino. You got all these guys now looking at this one cell phone as they're trying to see what's going on. I know Mark Wayne Mullen was in the photo, the shot, but they're in the Oval Office trying to watch the video of the shooter, Cole Allen, as he was running past Secret Service. And so that black and white picture has gone viral. I shared it on my Instagram stories. If you want to check it out, it's on my Instagram feed. You know, I do want to get into, we'll get into this a little bit when we get back. I do want to get into Trump's sit-down interview that he had yesterday with 60 Minutes. And he wasn't so happy during this interview. Now, a lot has gone on. You know, of course, it's his wife's birthday, right? Now he's, like, dealing with this shooter situation. The third, possibly, you know, the fourth, however you look at it, attempt on his life. And, you know, he's in this scenario, this situation where people like Ernest Parnup, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, all these others, they're not toning down the rhetoric at all. They're not trying to unify the country. We'll get back. I'll also read to you Barack Obama's statement on the shooting. And then Governor Wes Moore, he did make a statement as well. In the text line, let's see, John says, hey, Kim, I agree. It's the Democrats who need to turn down the temperature. Sadly, I don't think they will. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Scott in Westminster says, Kim, if there were three assassination attempts on President Obama, the media would be screaming that America is a racist country and there would be protests and riots in the streets. BLM and Antifa would be everywhere. Scott in Westminster, you're so right about that. And so that's the part of this that, you know, it's kind of missed here. It's like, wow, you know, here they are. You got all these people questioning online. Is it a staged assassination attempt? Is it this? Is it that? This was not staged, you know. But this is now, this is kind of like the thing to do is to say, oh, it was faked. It was this. It was that. And it's on both sides of the aisle, this conversation, that it was staged. And, of course, now you've got President Trump calling for the completion of the new ballroom. And some people are saying, oh, well, you know, that's why it was staged, because he really wants the ballroom. Do you really think he staged a shooting for a ballroom? It's already going to the court, okay? They've already put in their appeal to continue the construction. This is not staged. This is real life. But this is another way for the left, I believe, to convince people that, you know, President Trump's a bad guy. He's not really, there isn't people really trying to kill him. Yes, there are people really trying to kill our president, okay? It's really happening. And you're right, Scott, in Westminster. They don't have these attempts on Obama's life, as far as we know, right? We weren't publicly made aware of that. But here you've got a situation where it's happening time and time again. It's frequent. And you don't really see people being very empathetic to what's going on. Like, you know, President Trump said some of the members of Congress are different, but do I think they're going to change their tone on the left? I don't. All right, we'll discuss when we get back. First, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have always trusted AES, and they have been since 1989. And I do, too. And the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. So call AES Builders today at 410-574-4400, or you can visit them online, aeshome.us.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't know how much most people know about oil production, but when you strike a well and you're producing oil, you have to keep producing if you want to get the maximum amount of oil. If you have to shut that down, meaning the Iranians don't have any more storage capability, at that point, the odds of you ever getting back to the same level of production where you were are negligible. At best, you're hoping for maybe 50 to 60% of what you otherwise were producing on a daily basis. So what the president has done here is we've never had the level of leverage that we now have just because of the economic pressures that the president has put on Iran.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
you know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data. That is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as 70 bucks a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Of course, I did want to look again and see what was going on with the Secret Service agent that was hit. And Ernest, I think you also asked about him. According to The Atlantic, if you guys want to take a look at this article, they're saying that the bullet hit his tactical vest, but it also hit his cell phone. And they're wondering if that had a role in the bullet not hitting him. Again, that's The Atlantic, if you guys want to check out that article. Not sure they always get it right. That's the same publication that is accusing Cash Patel of being a drunk. So I don't know. I don't know, but if you want to read it, you can. Also, I wanted to read to you guys, if I could here, the statement from former President Barack Obama. And think about how he starts this statement off. This is what he has on social media. Although we don't yet have the details about the motives behind last night's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it's incumbent upon all of us to reject the idea that violence has any place in our democracy. It's also a sobering reminder of the courage and sacrifice that the U.S. Secret Service agents show every day. I'm grateful to them and thankful that the agent who was shot is going to be okay. That was Barack Obama. Again, nothing about the Trump administration, nothing about President Trump himself, nothing really. And he starts it with, although we don't have the details. Now, he also says we don't have the motive, but that's not true. And I don't remember. He wrote this, it looks like 5:15 p.m. On Sunday. So he would have had to see the manifesto. Maybe he didn't. We'll go ahead and assume he didn't see the manifesto as of yet. So we do have a manifesto. So we do somewhat have a motive. So he's not correct in that. When we get back at the top of the hour, we will read that together. Also got a caller and a couple of text messages as well. We will also go over the comments from Governor Wes Moore, which I noticed, there are some delegates in the General Assembly and state senators that just reposted Wes Moore's comment. They decided to just repost it instead of making a comment themselves, including Delegate Nick Allen. He did the same thing. That's why I commented on his page. It's like, wow, you have nothing to say. He says, oh, I don't condone it, right? Well, you didn't even say that. You just reposted the governor's, ridiculous comment that he had about it. Anyways, we'll talk about all that and more coming up next. And, of course, the crime and violence in Towson continues. Don't go anywhere.
P. Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The suspect in the latest assassination attempt on President Trump is due in court today in an anti-Trump manifesto allegedly written by 31-year-old Cole Allen. The writer calls himself a friendly federal assassin. President Trump says all the signs of a troubled mind were there before the gunman opened fire outside a White House media dinner in the Washington Hilton.
He's got some big problems with the rest of his life, but it's very, very bad. Very bad situation, but his family knew that he had difficulty. His family seemed to be, I think they spent a lot of time with his family. His family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is a teacher from Torrance, California. House lawmakers may vote today on a bipartisan funding package. It would fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. Death and destruction, the legacy of fierce weather that hammered parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
At least two people have died from a severe tornado-producing storm that hit northern Texas, and many homes have sustained damage. Authorities say the storm came through the town of Runaway Bay around 10 p.m. Saturday, killing one person. Emergency responders worked to clear the debris.
There's like 64 poles that are down at this moment, electric lines everywhere.
Runaway Bay Mayor Herman White.
Terrible. You know, these are just not citizens, they're friends.
The storm also hit Springtown, where authorities say a second person died outside the city limits. On Sunday, National Weather Service teams confirmed that an EF2 tornado hit the Runaway Bay area and an EF1 tornado struck the Springtown area. Audio courtesy of WFAA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, NASDAQ down 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a tour bus carrying 40 passengers flipped on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway early Sunday, according to U.S. Park Police. And according to police, the crash happened south of Route 198 around 12:45 a.m. One of the passengers was taken to a hospital with injuries that were life-threatening. All southbound lanes were initially shut down following the crash. And Baltimore police say a 15-year-old has been arrested after he allegedly assaulted his one-year-old brother Sunday morning. Officers were called to a home in the 900 block of Homestead Street, where they learned the child had been struck in the head. The toddler was taken to a hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. The teen accused in the assault had left the home before police arrived, but he was taken into custody following a search of the area. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An extremely eventful and confounding weekend of Orioles baseball concluded yesterday at Camden Yards.
Swinging a high drive out to left center that is carrying back to the wall, and it is gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras. Oh, he likes himself a little Camden Yards.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Second and two nights for Contreras. That one gave Boston a 3-0 lead in the fifth, and the Birds would not recover. 5-3, the final. Birds dropping 2 of 3 on the weekend. After the game and the series, which featured a home run party on Friday and then a bloodbath on Saturday, manager Albernaz was asked why so up and down for this team.
You're facing the best of the best every night. Our guys are more than capable of stepping up. Today, we just couldn't get traffic going, getting guys on base, and deliver the big hits.
11 new Ravens to talk about over the coming weeks. Headline by the big guard, Vavenga Ioane, selected in the first round Thursday night. Loving the physicality of the AFC North.
That's exactly what I want, man. I don't want to go nowhere else where it's soft football. Football is meant to be, you know, physical, all those types of things. And that's exactly where I think I can fit in.
Two receivers, two tight ends, and two offensive linemen among the hall. One edge rusher, no centers. Coming up in 30 minutes, some Ravens-Steelers back and forth that we won't soon forget. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 53 in Pikesville, and 55 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. If you're in traffic and you're in the Baltimore region, I am so sorry. I know 695 was a mess. I saw that 83 was also a mess. So hopefully you guys are getting to your destination safely. We are talking about the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that happened on Saturday. Obviously, a very chaotic scene. And there's one thing about journalists and reporters. You know, they never want to be the story themselves. And so here is a situation where they were, in fact, the story, right? They were the subjects here, and they're not used to that. And so I guess they're trying to navigate it. I will say that there were a couple of people online that were receiving a lot of backlash because, of course, you've got, you know, content creators that also are kind of somewhat like journalists, and they were there in the room during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and they were kind of taking selfies and, you know, doing things that some people were like, okay, wait a minute, this is out of pocket, right? This is like, this is a very serious situation, and someone just attempted to kill the president and members of his administration, and we now know that because of the manifesto, by the way. And so there are people getting backlash on that. I will say this. Of course, you know, I looked at it and I thought, yeah, not the best look for some of these content creators. But then I also know they're content creators. And I've said this before about the whole, like, influencers, right? Even on the conservative side. It's, you know, they do everything and anything for monetization of their videos and their pictures. And so that's their paycheck. That's the bread and butter for them. So for them, they looked at, I'm sure, the shooting as content, not really thinking about the severity of it all. So I understand why people are not happy about it. But I also know that some of these people, that's how they make a living. And for them, they probably didn't even think about how severe this truly was. So I showed them a little bit of grace on that. I said nothing at all about it. In just a second here, we're going to get into some of the details on Cole Thomas Allen. He is the one currently in custody for running past Secret Service at the Hilton Hotel and trying to access the escalator to take him down to the ballroom to carry out a heinous act there on President Trump and his administration. Now, I do have texts. I have a phone call here. Vicky in the text line says, Kim, did you see on X where the videos of reporters drinking wine bottles from open bottles and stealing some of the open bottles? Vicky, I did see that. The only thing I could think is that they were, you know, upset, traumatized, and thought, I need a drink, and also it's free wine. You know, the thing about those wine bottles there, it's like once they've been opened, you know, they're not going to do anything with them. So I'm sure a lot of those reporters thought, I'm just going to take it, you know, because once they pop the top, it's a wrap. They don't save that kind of stuff there. But no, I did see it. It didn't look very classy, Vicky, at all. It didn't look classy at all. I have a text here from Rachel. She says, Cam, when I heard there was a woman grabbing bottles of wine off the table, I had to see if it was our own WCBM queen. just a little levity in what could have been a tragic incident. Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, luckily Kim has put down the bottle. She has, she has put down the wine bottle. I told you guys I did break on the 100th day there. And Olivia, my 9-year-old, gave me permission to have a glass of wine. We were at Michael's, actually, in White Marsh. And she said, go ahead, Kim. Go ahead, Mommy. You can have a glass of wine. I said, all right, I will go ahead and take one. So that was day 100. So she said that I should be able to have a glass of wine every 100 days. And I said, isn't that nice? But I am happy that I don't drink. You know, I had some serious blood pressure issues as well. And the wine was spiking the blood pressure. And I couldn't live like that. That's why I'm working out a lot more. I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram. I do post in my stories. I try to get to the gym every morning. I just, you know, of course I want to be healthy and here for my daughter. But at the same time, it was really, you know, running my life. There were days where I was like, you know, so under it. I couldn't even get out of bed. There was a day where I had to leave here early. It was really bad. I've rushed from here to the hospital before. I've got severe high blood pressure, and it's hereditary. It's not, you know, not anything I can really do about it, according to my cardiologist. I don't know if he's telling the truth, but they're practicing medicine. Don't forget that, you know, they're just practicing. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We're talking about the shooter at the White House Correspondents Dinner. I got Terrell at Owings Mills. Terrell, it's Monday. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I wish things wouldn't have happened over the weekend. I was thinking to myself, Kim, that he should have just used his first, he didn't go to the last when he was in there the first time. I wish he had just stayed home because, Kim, he's unpopular. We got a war going on, Kim. Inflation is up.
Okay, so you think this is Trump's fault? You called me last week blaming the girls for the peeping Tom in Towson. Well, go ahead, because the way you start this off sounds like you're victim-blaming again.
No, no, you said that Obama, and you blaming the Democrats. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I am. I'm officially blaming the Democrats and the rhetoric. Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And I'm saying, why don't you wait until the information comes out? I mean,
we have the information, Terrell. The manifesto is, I'm going to read that next.
Well, Kim, I'm going to tell you what. But you don't want to talk about why did this person do what he did?
Because Democrats have been inflaming this issue with their rhetoric. That is the why.
Kim, I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump is in trouble with your Republican Party. His poll numbers are down, and he's in a bunch
amongst
of
Republicans, he's doing
Kim,
great.
And I hear you talk about being in shape. He couldn't even run from the death. He could have been shot getting away from the place. You know, he fell.
Terrell, I hope you have a great day. All right. I mean, where are we going with this? Here's the thing. I don't blame the women at Towson University for the peeping Tom that they have there. And I'm not blaming President Trump for the fact that he's had four attempts on his life. That's ridiculous. And this is what Scott in Westminster was pointing out in the text message. If Obama was dealing with the same thing that Trump is dealing with today, I mean, it would be national news every morning. America is racist. There would be riots in the streets. It would be nonstop. But because it's President Trump, right, a wealthy white man, it's a different story for those individuals. It's a different story. He's unpopular, Terrell. He should have stayed home. Okay, stay off my phone lines. How about that? All right, here's what we've got for Cole Allen. Apparently, officials say he's 31 years old. He did, in fact, send a document to his family member shortly before the incident on Saturday night. A relative then shared the information with law enforcement. Authorities say the writings contained violent language and referenced targeting government officials. Now, the New York Post reports that Cole Allen's manifesto, which we'll read, because they just have a snippet here, but I'm going to read the whole thing to you. It's not very long, but they're talking about how... he basically said that he's turning the other cheek. It's the same talking points as the Democrat Party uses. And that's why I say I blame them. It talks about oppression, right? It's like, you know, President Trump, he's a pedophile protector. He's a rapist. It's the same things they say every day. The same thing. And so we'll get into that in just a second. This also reports here. It says a shooting happened at the Washington Hilton Hotel, as we know. And they said the surveillance video shows the suspect running past security while carrying a weapon. Now, in the video, the guy does run pretty quickly, but you can kind of somewhat see it's a little grainy. Some people were trying to use AI to make it a little more visible. I don't know if I even trust that when they make it, you know, when they use the AI like that. Same thing with, remember the Nancy Guthrie video from her front porch? They enhanced it with AI, and I don't even know how great that turned out because we still have no idea where this woman is. Anyways, so you can see that he does have the gun in his hand as he's running past Secret Service. Now, they did act fairly quickly. We're going to get to the manifesto here in just a second. But, you know, we read Barack Obama's comment. He goes, although we don't know, you know, which is ridiculous. You know, they don't want to take accountability for the fact that they are truly out of control with the things that they say. Now, here's what Governor Wes Moore, our fearless governor, had to say about the incident. He says, thank you to Secret Service and law enforcement for their swift response at tonight's White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm grateful everyone is reported to be safe and that the suspected shooter is in custody. That's all you got from Wes Moore. Mr. I got a video, you know, to tie my shoe. That's all you got from him. And then, you know, on top of it, like I said, Delegate Nick Allen and others, they just reposted that with nothing to be said. Well, nothing to be said. And that, again, it shows people that are radicalized by these individuals. It shows them, again, they don't care if Trump lives or dies. That's what you're projecting here. That's the message. Whether they want to admit it or not, whether Terrell wants to admit it or not, that's the message everybody sees clearly. Let's see. I got a caller on the line here. You know what? Don't know if I can. Good morning. Nope, they didn't come in here. Hey, Alan Woodlaw, did you want to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. I hope you and your family are doing well.
Thank you.
You know, Kim, what got me yesterday was when they were doing an interview, I think, with Donald Trump, and the one person who was interviewing, I don't think it was a 60 Minutes interview, said, don't you think it was kind of disheartening that the Secret Service agents were shooting at this guy and they weren't able to hit him? Kim, you can tell the people that don't have any experience with firearms,
yeah,
especially with pistols, Kim. I mean, that Secret Service agent did an excellent job after getting hit with a shotgun blast. The first thing he did was draw his weapon out and return fire, Kim.
Right.
I mean, that was amazing itself, you know. And you know, I've been in situations where I've had to draw and fire my firearm. And when that, it's not like you're shooting at a target. The target is standing there saying, you know, okay, go ahead, now you can shoot back at me, you know. But I'm glad he's okay. And, Kim, I'm going to be real brief this morning. I know you've got, you know, a lot of calls and everything. But that just, when I hear people talk like that about firearm training and you know, hitting your target and things like that, they need to really go to a range, you know. And, Kim, by the way, your disguises are getting better and better. I didn't see you at the gun show Saturday. So your disguises are getting better and better.
Well, thank you. I wish I could say I went, but, I didn't.
You take it easy.
Best. All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you for weighing in. Yeah. I appreciate you. You know, Al, he was a corrections officer, and so he knows a little bit about this. And, again, don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Did the Secret Service do the best job they could do? Now, when you hit your selection there, it's yes, no, or still unsure, okay? When you go to cast your vote, if you notice, now there is a message there. It says, thank you for voting. Tune in to Kim Klasick Live, 9:35 a.m. weekdays to hear the results. So you don't see the results yet. I can't see them either. We will get the results of this question tomorrow. So you've got to tune in tomorrow at 9:35 a.m., and then we will have the results from the poll question. So please weigh in. Let me know what you think. You know, do you think the Secret Service did all that they could do? Alan Woodlawn, I would assume that you say yes. You do believe that they did all that they could do. Look, again, the perimeter, that location, it would have been so difficult to try to, you know, really, truly check everyone. Now, I will say this. Because a lot of people are wondering about the fact that this guy, Cole Allen, he was able to book a hotel room and check in. Now, he came, according to authorities, allegedly via train from California to Washington, D.C. If you've ever been on the train, you know there are no metal detectors. You can take whatever you like in your luggage. I've always thought about that as I take the train from D.C. to New York at times. And I'm thinking, man, anybody can be on here with anything. And we don't know. We do not know if they are. And so they're going to find out exactly when he purchased these guns. Again, Cole Allen, the shooter. And, you know, how many? From where I'm standing right now, they're saying three guns were on him. He had one gun as he was running past Secret Service. But they're saying that he had three guns with him at the hotel. We'll get those final numbers, of course, as we learn more. You know, we get back. I do want to read to you the manifesto. But real quick, I've got Bill in Columbia. Bill, did you want to weigh in?
Well, I found it very refreshing that if you watch President Trump after the incident when he gave his mini press conference, he didn't really blame hate speech, left-wing radicals. He made no mention of that. He praised the Secret Service, and the most that he had to say was that Mr. Allen was a very troubled man. I thought he took the high road. I think President Trump, and I'm not really a Trump supporter per se, I think he took the high road. What do you think?
No, he definitely did, because I blame the rhetoric. So he took a higher road than I did, Bill. He did better than I did.
He did.
Thank you, Bill. I hope you have a great week, but that's a great point. Thank you so much. Thank you. No, he did. He did. And I think that was also, the media couldn't really take many shots at him. But you know what? 60 Minutes, they tried. They tried to take shots at him. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget, Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
You don't believe that boys can become girls, but 100% of Democrats at Capitol Hill do. You want voter ID. 100% of Democrats on Capitol Hill don't. We can come together, Democrats and Republicans. We can come together in our love of our country and then debate the issues and leave it up to voters in an honest fashion, not bought and paid for by people who are out of state and out of country.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're going to get to the manifesto here in just a second. And of course, on the phone calls. But President Trump did sit down with 60 Minutes yesterday to go over some of the things that transpired on Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, of course, he was asked some questions about the dinner, but then he was also asked some questions about the manifesto. So I want you to take a listen to this before we get into the details of the manifesto, because it's very interesting. You know, he kind of, you know, shoots back. And I don't blame him, because even with everything that we're talking about today, they're still trying to push this narrative that Trump is a bad guy. And here is the third, possibly fourth attempt on his life. Take a listen.
The so-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it. He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people, horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. I got associated with all stuff that has nothing to do with me. I was totally exonerated. Your friends on the other side of the plate are the ones that were involved with, let's say, Epstein or other things. But I said to myself, you know, I'll do this interview and they'll probably, I read the manifesto, you know, he's a sick person, but you should be ashamed of yourself reading that, because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President,
and I
these
was
are
never,
the
excuse me,
words.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace, but go ahead, let's finish the interview.
The other thing that he wrote in
you're
the
disgraceful.
Again, that was Norah O'Donnell. That's his sit-down interview yesterday with 60 Minutes. And as he mentioned there, he didn't even want to do the interview because he knew that it was going to go that way. Now, in that interview, she also accused him of falling to the ground. And this is kind of what Terrell was, I guess, talking about. And then he did explain. He said, no, I didn't fall to the ground. They were trying to get me on the ground. I was trying to see what was going on. They then got Melania on the ground. And then they said, sir, we need you to get down, so that he dropped quickly. But they try to say that he fell because apparently in their eyes, he's not physically in shape enough to not fall as they're trying to rush him out of a shooter situation. I've got Romaine in Baltimore. Hey, Romaine, how are you?
Hey, Cam, I'm fine. I agree with the last caller. Trump took the high road because he got more sense and morals than any of those evil, wicked Democrats. And Obama and Westmore State, and you can tell it was not from the heart. And then yeah. If it was Obama or Kamala, they'd be screaming racism. Everybody be touching and agreeing and praying while I am touching and agreeing, and I am praying, and I'm thanking God that no weapon formed against Trump or the others prospered.
Yeah, amen, Romaine, amen. Because it, I mean, it really has been a shame, and I agree with you. I think if this was on the other side of the aisle, we would be having a different conversation. Thank
exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, we are going to get to a manifesto here in just a second. It's a bit longer. I don't want to cut it up into pieces. I've got Glenn and Easton. Glenn, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. You know, the Las Vegas shooter had a whole bunch of guns that he got into a hotel. And, of course, that story just disappeared off the map because it's very inconvenient, all the things that are going on around that one. But it's very easy to break down firearms into smaller configurations. Unfortunately, the news media has no idea how firearms work, so they just throw stuff at a wall and see what will stick. And they don't even know what end of the gun the bullet comes out of in most cases. And so they're idiots. So I don't even believe anything the media says about any firearms or anything. But
yeah.
The other thing I noticed in the video, remember the female agent at Butler, Pennsylvania, that couldn't get her gun holstered when during all that mayhem that was going on?
Yep.
I swear that there was a female agent at this place that looked just like that same agent. I can't believe that agent's still working. Number one, I don't know how she passes a fitness standard because she looked definitely overweight. And there was also video I saw of one of the agents that was at the metal detector that was looking into the event. They're supposed to be looking outside of at the event, not inside, because the shooting happened outside of the event, not on the inside. So that's, I mean, they have some more soul searching to do at the Secret Service on how they run things.
Great points there, Glenn. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, great points. And a lot of people do believe that's the same officer, by the way, from Butler. It was not confirmed. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a court appearance later today for the 31-year-old California man who allegedly opened fire Saturday night just outside the Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was taking place. President Trump and the First Lady, along with a host of high-ranking Trump administration officials, were in attendance. The suspect is due in court in a few hours. The House reconvenes today, may vote on a bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security and end the long-running partial government shutdown. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient. It's being sought by the U.S. That's a pledge by Tehran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Last night's powerful storms that swept North Texas left at least two people dead. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 58 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While Cowboys owner Jerry Jones makes all the draft picks in Dallas, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti made his first for Baltimore this past weekend.
When we were down in Florida, Steve was begging for a draft pick, and he owns the team. I said, yes, Steve. And so, of course, you're going to have a draft pick. And so we decided on our last fifth-round pick. He did his research. He studied the tape, talked to people. He's got a really good relationship with the Clemson head coach.
The result, running back Adam Randall out of Clemson, pick number 174, DaCosta describing Randall as a big, versatile running back who can catch passes and return kicks as well. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry took a couple of turns over the weekend. This from former Ravens running back Mark Ingram. introducing Baltimore's third round draft pick.
This the hospitality I got for you, boy?
Yeah.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Yes, it
is. On behalf of me, my son, these wonderful young ladies, and all the Flock Nation, we got a special message for y'all, Pittsburgh.
Steelers, Steelers,
yeah! Hey, Pittsburgh, we still doing this?
And then there was this smoke thrown at Steeler fans by British Ravens fan and the NFL's International Fan of the Year, Jamie Pembroke, as she announced the Ravens' fifth-round pick.
Pittsburgh, I'll keep this short, like your postseason. Oh, ouch. Oh.
Something about that British accent makes it even better. And finally, a Baltimore boy makes good in the NFL draft. The Packers drafted Florida kicker and Severna Park High School grad Trey Smack in the sixth round, the only kicker selected in the draft. Green Bay traded both of their seventh-round picks to the Seahawks for Smack, who set a Gator record with 10 field goals of 50 yards or more. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world happened this weekend at Camden Yards? And that is Stunt on Sports.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday, highs end up in the mid-60s with a chance for showers late in the day. A better chance for rain come Wednesday. We've got soaking rain at times then with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Epic parties start at Staples. You can grab Party City balloons, decorations, and tableware, plus matching custom invites, banners, and more right at Staples. That was easy.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the assassination attempt on President Trump's life on Saturday, which also might include other officials with the administration. We're going to get to the manifesto here in just a second. I've got Keyston and Severn on the line. Good morning, Keyston.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. You wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a lot to weigh in. Good morning to you. I'm going to be careful what I say here. I just got out of church yesterday. I'm going to drop any F-bombs on your ship and get you in trouble.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But let me just say this right now. The media is to blame for all this. The lamestream media, they have done nothing but push Trump as a fascist. Trump is a racist. They have done nothing but stoke racism in this country. So let's get that out there right now. Number two is about the security detail and what happened yesterday and their the job that they've done. And it's just craziness.
No, it is. Well, Keyston, in your opinion, do you think, after what you've seen, I know we haven't seen everything, but in your opinion, what you've seen so far, do you think Secret Service did all they could do?
Yes, I believe they did all that they can do. Yes, I do believe that.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, of course, there's some people weighing in saying that they should have checked, I guess, the guest list of those that were staying at the hotel, which, you know, mm-hmm. with that size hotel, Keyston, I mean, you're talking, I'm sure, close to 1,000, if not more people. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we should, you know, moving forward, wherever the president or the VP goes, you know, should we be doing background checks on hotel guests?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't know yet. They might have done that. We don't even know yet. But, yeah. that's another question there. Well, Keyston, thank you so much for weighing. Anything else you got?
No, and it's just the meat. And, you know, you play that disgusting clip from Norah O'Donnell. I haven't watched it yet, how she wants to challenge the president with her disgusting stuff. And yeah, I'm sure you know about the media. You know, you dealt with The View and all that crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Keyston. Hope you have a great week. Thank you.
You too. God bless.
God bless. Yeah, no, it's and then that was kind of crazy. If you're just joining us, we did play a clip of Nora O'Donnell. She had a 60-minute interview with President Trump yesterday. First, she accused him of falling while they were trying to get him out of the room, as if he didn't have, you know, the capability to walk out on his own 2 feet. And then she does the whole victim-blaming thing, you know, and she's like, well, this is what he wrote his manifesto. We'll get into that in just a second. I've got Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I heard that in his post-arrest interrogation, it's come out that the shooter himself thought the security was very lax and what a breeze it was for him to get in. But, you know, Kim, I was listening to the McDonough radio program that night when Val broke in about 8:40, and she had thought that you were actually in that Hilton hotel. But I wasn't the least concerned for your safety because I was certain that whoever your day was, unlike Terrell, he would have, a la Aurora, Colorado, shielded you and taken any of the bullets that were meant for you. And so I wasn't the least bit concerned. Of course, the stuff I was smoking that night, I've now resolved to only smoke that every 100 days.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Thank you so much. But yeah, I was dateless in D.C., so look, I would have been on my own. Tom, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. He's making fun of my 100 days. That's not really quitting drinking. You're right, Tom. It's not quitting. I shouldn't do it. You know what? I guess I'm just so used to having a glass of wine. It eats me up inside. I got to just kick it all together. I was doing well. We're going to get into this manifesto here because, you know, there was a lot said. Again, Cole Allen, 31 years old, currently in police custody. He was taken down as the shooter there at the Hilton Hotel in D.C. Many people pointing out that Ronald Reagan, remember when he was shot, it was right there at that Hilton Hotel, same hotel. And it's interesting because when I was at the press club, of course, everybody was talking about the fact that's where Martin Luther King Jr. was shot. Remember, he was not obviously killed at that time. He was assassinated later in an entirely different state, but he was shot there at the press club. So, you know, you hate to see things like this continue. And I know there's no way to completely get around it. I do think the Secret Service is doing the best that they can. You know, when Glenn from Easton called in, he said, I think I recognize the one woman from Butler who had a hard time getting her gun out of her holster. Again, Glenn, you're not the only one that made that observation. There were people circulating her picture on X, also asking if that was the same person. And people wondering if it is, you know, how on earth does she still have a job there? Now, I will say, they're also pointing out that that woman, whomever she is, was part of the team that they were able to tackle Cole Allen to the ground. And so, remember, he ran past Secret Service agents. And you had two Secret Service members that were able to tackle him as he was running into the hotel. All right, so here's the manifesto that they then found. This was also sent apparently to his siblings. Now, Cole Allen has a sister, believe it or not, that lives in Montgomery County. And she has already spoken to officials. Now, we don't have the details of everything that she has said, but it was said, and this was reported on Fox News if you want to take a look at it. It was said that the sister in Montgomery County said that her brother, Cole, had said some radical things in the past, but she never thought he was this radicalized. She just thought he was angry, and he constantly talked about doing something about, you know, President Trump and, you know, the situation here in the country. Her brother, or his brother as well, lives apparently in New London, Connecticut. Now, the brother, also receiving the same letter that the sister received, the brother then called authorities because I guess the brother knew that he was on his way from California to D.C. So supposedly the brother called authorities, and they're believing it would have been around the same time, by the time he saw it, it would have been around the same time of the shooting. And so we're now, you know, we haven't received a timeline as of yet, but apparently, according to officials, the brother in Connecticut did call authorities because he was concerned when he received the letter, knowing that Cole Allen was on his way to D.C. All right. So here is the manifesto that they found at the parents' house. So after the shooting, of course, SWAT then descended on his parents' home, where Cole Allen has been living for 2+ years. And, of course, they wanted to make sure there weren't any explosives. They wanted to make sure, you know, they collect all the evidence. And so a neighbor that was actually, and I saw this interview on CNN, believe it or not, a neighbor of theirs, he was outside and was questioned by reporters. He said he saw when the SWAT team got in. He said there were about 40 to 50 cars. They all descended on the home. They rushed in. The parents, obviously very confused, again, according to the neighbor. Very confused on what's going on. He said that he actually was watching from inside the home, and he saw the picture of Cole Allen lying on the floor. You know that photo of him lying on the floor after being tackled by Secret Service? He's got his hands cuffed behind his back. They had already taken off his shirt and all of his clothes, trying to search him for explosives. The neighbor that was talking to CNN, he said that he knew then that he was the shooter. He said, I saw the SWAT team. He said, I thought, oh my gosh, what is going on across the street? He said, and then I saw the photo of the alleged shooter at the time on the ground. And he said, and I immediately recognized him as my neighbor's son. And he said, he has been very quiet. He said, he didn't even know that he was a teacher. He said, he found that out on the news. And he said, he's only been living there for about 2 years. His parents apparently have been living there for years. But it sounds like he had gone back home to live with his parents. Look, things are expensive. I guess, you know, that could always happen. But anyways, the manifesto I'm going to read to you, and I'm getting this from, gosh, who's posted this one? A lot of people have posted it already. This is on BNO News on X. But this manifesto apparently was found by the SWAT team in the parents' house. Okay, when they did the sweep there. It says, hello, everybody. Again, this is from Cole Allen. Allegedly, we'll say allegedly. Hello, everybody. So I may have given a lot of people a surprise today. Let me start off by apologizing to everyone whose trust I abused. I apologize to my parents for saying I had an interview without specifying it was for, quote, most wanted. I apologize to my colleagues and students for saying I had a personal emergency. By the time anyone reads this, I probably most certainly do need to go to the ER, but can hardly call that not a self-inflicted status. He says, I apologize to all the people I traveled next to, all the workers who handled my luggage, and all the other non-targeted people at the hotel who I put in danger simply by being near them. Again, this is Cole Allen, the shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is a manifesto found at the parents' house. Apparently, this isn't the only writings that they found. This is what they found at the parents' home. He says, I apologize to everyone who was abused and or murdered before this, to all those who suffered before I was able to attempt this, to all who may still suffer after, regardless of my success or failure. He says, I don't expect forgiveness, but I could have seen any other way to get this close. I would have taken it. Again, my sincere apologies. So if you heard there, he believed at that time this was his opportunity to get close enough to kill either President Trump or officials in his administration. Also, I will note that not only was he a teacher, he's also an engineer. And apparently he did craft a video game that had an app. They found that information on his LinkedIn. So this is a very highly intelligent individual. Let's go back to his manifesto here. He says, I don't expect forgiveness, but if I could have seen any other way to get this close. Oh, we already read that part. He says, on to why I did this. He says, I am a citizen of the United States of America. What my representatives do reflects on me. And I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. Now, that's the part that was read by Norah O'Donnell in 60 Minutes. He says here, well, to be completely honest, I was no longer willing a long time ago, but this is the first real opportunity I've had to do something about it. Now, keep in mind, he did book the hotel room days in advance. As you can hear there from this note, he is a teacher, and he told his students he had an emergency. He told his parents that he had some kind of interview, and that's why he was heading to D.C. It goes on. He says, while I'm discussing this, I'll also go over my expected rules of engagement, probably in a terrible format, but I'm not military, so too bad. That's what he wrote. He says, administration officials, not including Kash Patel. A lot of people wondering what that was about. He says they are targets prioritized from highest ranking to lowest. He says Secret Service, they are targets only if necessary and to be incapacitated, not lethally, if possible. AKA, which is also known as, I hope they are wearing body armor because center mass with shotguns messes up people who are not. He says, as far as hotel security, they are not targets if at all possible, unless they shoot at me. He says, Capitol Police, same as hotel security, not targets. National Guard, he has them written here. He says, same as hotel security, not targets. He says, hotel employees, not targets at all. The other guests at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, not targets at all. He said, in order to minimize casualties, I will also be using buckshot rather than slugs. He's saying in parentheses here, less penetration through walls. And then he goes on to say, I would still go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary. Parentheses, on the basis that most people chose to attend a speech by a pedophile, rapist, and traitor, and they are, in my view, complicit. He finishes by saying, but I really hope it doesn't come to that. That is the note they found at the parents' home. Now, they have not released the note that he sent to his siblings. It sounds to me that that might have been a different letter. I don't know. We'll see if it is the same letter. This is, again, the note that was found at the parents' house. Whatever the siblings received, remember, the brother was so concerned living in Connecticut that he said that he did call authorities. Now, I saw, it was on CNN, believe it or not, I saw where the authorities have made a statement that by the time the brother called, it was possibly already playing out in real time. And so we will get that timeline, I'm sure, at some point. But that is what Cole Allen, who is now in custody, had to say. Now, again, many people are wondering why he excluded Kash Patel. We don't know, okay? People are speculating. It could be because he is a person of color, maybe. I don't know. You also have Scott Turner, who is the head of HUD. He's black himself. He was not excluded. I don't know. I mean, how do you know what a monster is thinking? I don't know, right? These are just, you know, speculations from online. But anyways, Cole Allen, again, we'll learn more about him in the coming days. I, too, am very thankful and very happy for Secret Service and for, you know, the job that they did. You might have saw the video of Erica Kirk. She was leaving the event crying, saying, I just want to go home. Here's what I'm going to say about Erica Kirk, okay? I don't like the hate she's receiving online as the widow of assassinated Charlie Kirk. Don't like it. But what I also say is I think it's time for Erica Kirk to go home. I do. I don't think she is possibly grieved her husband's assassination in full. If you saw where Secret Service was taking her out of that room, out of that ballroom, she was shaking. You could see that she was extremely fearful. She was crying hysterically. I'm not saying that it wasn't a scary situation. And we know that her husband was just assassinated in September. But perhaps this is the time that you need, Erica, to go home, be with your family, be with your children. I understand there's probably a lot of pressure because apparently Charlie Kirk wanted her to take over TPUSA. I would think that Charlie Kirk would understand that you need to take time to grieve properly. Being in a situation like that, any time is going to be traumatic. And unfortunately, we're living in a time where this can occur at any time. That is just where society is today. And I hope that she does take the time off that she needs. I can't imagine what she's going through. But to have your husband assassinated and not even a week later to jump into the CEO role. She canceled an event 2 weeks ago to Georgia. It was actually the University of Georgia. VP J.D. Vance was there. I don't know if you guys saw, Candace Owens was like mocking her in a video, saying, oh, she canceled because there weren't a whole lot of people that are going to be there. And, you know, she said anything. If J.D. Vance was there, then of course it's going to be secure. She's like, Erica Kirk is lying. Well, J.D. Vance was there at the correspondence dinner, along with President Trump, Pete Hegseth, Kash Patel. They were all there. Okay? And still, somebody was able to get in with a gun. So it can happen. But I think that Erica should really consider going home and grieving her husband because, you know, it's got to be tough. It's got to be difficult. All right, we get back. I'll wrap up this conversation. Of course, we want to get into the latest out of Towson, Maryland. And then also, I just had a little comment because I did go to Glenn Gilhar's event on Saturday and spoke at his breakfast. But I received a lot of texts and calls about, you know, different candidates running for office. And I do. I have a message for all the candidates running as well. So stay right there.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Previously on Casey and Company.
This man offers no solutions, but somebody's pulling the strings for this dude because he just has no answers whatsoever until somebody gives him a solution or an answer. But if you're going to be quick to criticize the federal government, and yes, they're fair for criticism, especially in Washington, then I think you should at least offer some kind of solution instead of constantly chirping, criticizing ICE agents.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, in the coming days, I'm sure we're going to learn more about Cole Thomas Allen, the shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We'll also learn more about the timeline, and we'll learn more about what the Secret Service did to protect the president. Also, don't forget at WCBM.com, also you can find it in the app, the poll question of the day, and now it's a new thing. We're doing something new. Okay, if you don't like it, don't blame me. Blame the marketing manager. His name is Jonathan. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. What we're doing is we're going over the results the next day. Okay, so if you go to WCBM.com, you'll see the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Did the Secret Service do the best job they could do? Your options are yes, no, or still unsure. All right, so go ahead and cast your vote. We'll talk about it at 9:35 tomorrow morning. I'm supposed to be on time, Brian, the producer. I'm supposed to do this at 9:35 a.m. If I don't do it, that's on me. That part's on me. All right. I also wanted to just share with you because President Trump did make some comments about NATO. Obviously, we're still in this attack in Iran, and he's being asked these questions because he did, in fact, cancel the meeting, the discussions, the negotiation talks that Jared Kushner and friends are supposed to be having in Pakistan. So he mentioned NATO. Also, he was on Fox News Sunday. Take a listen.
I am very, very disappointed in NATO because they weren't there. You know, we spend trillions of dollars on NATO, trillions, in order to protect Europe from Russia. And we've always been there, and we would always be there, and they can't do it without us. And yet, when we wanted a little help, and we didn't need any help. We did it without any help. We didn't really need. And to be honest, I don't even think I've ever said this before, but I really sort of asked them just out of curiosity, because I'd like to see if they would be there. You know, we've wiped out, largely wiped out the opposition. If we ever had to keep going, we'd wipe them out very quickly, the rest of it, the remainder. And I hope we don't have to do that, but it may be possible that we do. You know, they have no cohesion. Their leadership is very, very strange. Sometimes you don't have any idea who the hell you're dealing with. But it's just, you know, one of these things that we're gonna get it. We're gonna win. But NATO was not there for us. And I would ask, would you like to join us? And they said, sir, we don't want to get involved. And yeah, they said, we don't want to get involved. And frankly, when they said, we don't want to get involved, as you know, UK said that, oh, no, we'll send ships as soon as the war is over. And that's not good. That's not good. We just can't have that. So we are not happy. Let me put it this way, just finish it up. We are not happy with NATO. NATO did not serve us well. We've been serving them for many years, spending trillions of dollars. And when we wanted a little help, they were not there. So we have to remember that.
All right. That was President Trump on NATO. So it does sound more and more like he's ready to pull out. We'll see what happens in the coming days in regards to what's going on in Iran. So much more to talk about. Stay right there. Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Presidential security is under the microscope. It's being reviewed at the White House following Saturday evening's attack, the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C.
Chief of Staff Susie Wiles will hold a meeting this week with officials from the White House Operations Team, the Secret Service, and the Department of Homeland Security to discuss security protocol at events with the president. There are several large, high-profile events in the months ahead where Donald Trump is expected to participate. Among them, he's set to mark the nation's 250th anniversary, oversee the U.S. co-hosting the World Cup, and hold political rallies ahead of November's midterm elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House reconvenes today, may vote on a bipartisan bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, and that includes the Secret Service. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient sought by the U.S. That's a pledge by Tehran to give up its nuclear ambition.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Last night's powerful storm swept north Texas, left at least two people dead, and there is a good deal of property damage as well. Portions of Oklahoma were also hard hit by the storms. The Dow's down 114 points, NASDAQ off 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore police are investigating the attempted robbery of a food delivery driver over the weekend. The driver delivered an order in the 4700 block of Norfolk Avenue Saturday morning when a man approached and demanded his property and car keys. A second person who was armed with a knife arrived and began to struggle with the first suspect. The victim was able to get into his vehicle and drive away from the scene as one of the suspects fired at the vehicle. The victim suffered minor injuries. And one person is critically injured after a tour bus crashed on the southbound BW Parkway in the Laurel area over the weekend. The accident happened when the bus overturned shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday, just past Route 198. The bus was carrying around 40 passengers, and the seriously injured victim was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. U.S. Park Police say the crash investigation is ongoing. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An extremely eventful and confounding weekend of Orioles baseball concluded yesterday at Camden Yards.
Swinging a high drive out to left center that is carrying back to the wall, and it is gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras. Oh, he likes himself a little Camden Yards.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, second and two nights for Contreras. That one gave Boston a 3-0 lead in the fifth, and the Birds would not recover. 5-3, the final. Birds dropping 2 of 3 on the weekend. After the game and the series, which featured a home run party on Friday and then a bloodbath on Saturday, manager Albanas was asked why so up and down for this team.
You're facing the best of best every night. Our guys are more than capable of stepping up. Today it was, we just couldn't get traffic going, getting guys on base and deliver the big hits.
11 new Ravens to talk about over the coming weeks. Headlined by the big guard Vavenga Ioane, selected in the first round Thursday night. Loving the physicality of the AFC North.
That's exactly what I want, man. I don't want to go nowhere else where it's soft football. Football is meant to be, you know, physical, all those types of things. And that's exactly where I think I can fit in.
Two receivers, two tight ends, and two offensive linemen among the haul. One edge rusher, no centers. Coming up in 30 minutes, some Ravens Steelers back and forth that we won't soon forget. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast: bright and sunny and actually mild today with temperatures in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid 60s and a chance for a few showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Bel Air, 56 in Edgemere, and 56 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Look, if you're still sitting in traffic, I really feel bad for you now. But hopefully you're not. Hopefully you got to the destination you were hoping to get to very safely. I know traffic was bad in the Baltimore region this morning. I wish I could say I could do something about that for you, and maybe one day I could. You never know. You never know. I'm just kidding. But you know what? If you're ever sitting in traffic, at least you can listen to WCBM. Don't forget, this is a good time for a little plug here. Don't forget, you can download the app. It is free in the App Store. WCBM 680. You know, I'm on from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. You got Sean Casey on in the mornings, and then you got Rob Carson coming up after me. So if you're stuck in traffic, at least you have great radio to listen to. Also, the question of the day is there, but we are not getting the results until tomorrow morning at 9:35 a.m. Very simple question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com and on the app. Do you think Secret Service did all that they could do on Saturday? Of course, we were talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the shooting. So if you're just joining us, I got to ask, where the heck have you been? We've been talking about the third assassination attempt on President Trump's life. He sat down with Nora Donnell on 60 Minutes. She was asking some really crazy questions. He did call her out at one point in time. And of course, we've been going over the details. Cole Thomas Allen is the name of the shooter. He is in custody. We went through his manifesto. We talked a little bit about his parents, about the fact that he's a teacher and an engineer, highly intelligent individual. And, you know, we kind of get the motive because we saw the manifesto, or at least the letter that was left at his parents' house. And in that letter, he said that he wanted to basically kill President Trump and his administration, except for Kash Patel. We're still kind of scratching our heads on that one because he is the head of the FBI. And I'm sure as the days are to come, we'll learn more about that. I did want to just mention, because we did talk about Trump's comments on NATO. Don't forget, Secret Service and DHS, a lot of that is still unfunded. And that's why Senate is meeting today. As I told you guys, when I leave here, I'm going down to D.C. myself. But the senators are supposed to be on the floor, the chamber, by 3 p.m. today. And I can only imagine how explosive the conversations are going to get after what occurred on Saturday. And I'm hoping that Senator John Thune finally brings the Save America Act to the floor. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, but I will be going down there to see if that's all going to get done. And then I can report back to you guys tomorrow, but I hope so. Look, I told you guys before, I'm not so excited about how Republicans have been conducting business on Capitol Hill. I think that we've been slow moving. I think we've been focused on the wrong things. And there's a lot that needs to be done. And for some reason, we have not been doing it. And so I just want to make sure that that we're getting it done. We're getting it done. All right, we're going to get to this conversation about what's been happening in Towson, Maryland. Now, this is a big conversation we had all last week. Obviously, and there are many people saying that Towson is getting worse by the day. Then you have some people saying that it's not. The people that are saying that it is not, I don't know if they have blinders on. Maybe they don't leave their house. I don't know what's going on. But I think anybody could say 10 years ago, you did not have these issues in Towson, Maryland. But here we are. Now, this article is on Fox 45's website. A lot of the articles, too, by the way, if you go to WCBM.com, the stuff that we talk about on the show, you've got articles that are linked right there. And so if you have the app, it's easy to follow the articles there as well. Here's the headline. Police investigate reported armed carjacking near Towson Town Center. Monroe County Police are investigating the carjacking that occurred near the town center on Saturday around 3:30 p.m. Once there, police spoke with the victim, who said that two individuals he knew pointed a weapon at him while he was walking to his car. So he knew these people. Says the suspects then took the victim's vehicle and fled the scene. Now, police said they have identified the suspects and are currently working to obtain arrest warrants for them. Monroe County Police also noted that they are working with Towson Town Center Security to further investigate this incident. Now, you might say, Kim, it's a carjacking. It sounds like these individuals knew this guy. You know, is it really that much of a concern? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is one of many. Now, I also mentioned earlier in the show, Turnbull Brockmeyer, okay, they have a Facebook page. And I would assume they most likely have a police scanner, I would assume. Because they're also pointing out and posting a lot of the things that we don't get to see or hear on the news. And if you can imagine, sometimes there are many things that happen each day right there in the Towson Town Center area that we just don't hear about. Now, of course, I don't blame the news cycle, right? You got lots going on, and they're trying to keep up with it. But they also noted that Towson leadership has been silent. This is Turnbull Brockmeyer Law Group posted 23 hours ago. They did ask, where is the county executive? Where are the people asking for your vote? Silence, not a word about what's happening in Towson. Just events, photos, and appearances. Again, this is Turnbull Brockmeyer. They talked about the carjackings. It says Towson Promenade, 3:30 p.m. A group of juveniles beating one person on the sidewalk in broad daylight. That's the incident that we talked about last week. A lot of those kids, they were kids, by the way, Dumbarton Middle School. Fighting at the bus stop, parents entering the school and encouraging more violence. Then on Saturday afternoon at 3:38, they were talking about the armed carjacking at the mall in the middle of the day. They were told by the Towson Chamber of Commerce, that Towson is booming and that sales are up. We know each store, their stores leaving in droves. We talked about Stony River, the steakhouse, they're leaving. The Apple store is leaving. All the stores are leaving, okay? Nobody wants to be there, and everybody is avoiding it. And so those that have been questioned by reporters say, hey, you know what? We hear that the foot traffic's down here at Towson. Why do you think that is? And I did hear this one woman. She said, well, if you don't know if you're going to get robbed, why would you come? She said, you know, it's like, you know, there are a lot of people that no longer want to take that risk. Why would you take that chance? But I'll point out, same thing with White Marsh Mall. We talked about the two teenagers that were detained 2 weeks ago for robbing someone at gunpoint at White Marsh. Also, these teen link-ups where they're going to the malls and then just running around chaotically, which, again, would not attract customers that actually want to spend money. And so you have a serious situation here. I'm going to go to the phone lines, but I'm also going to read to you the conversation I had with our interim county executive, Kathy Clausmeyer, spokesperson. Now, you're probably thinking, Kim, I never hear from Kathy, and I never hear from her spokesperson. Didn't know she had one. I know, right? You and me both. You and me both. And I guarantee you he's making six figures. All right, we got Mark in Towson. Hey, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. I love Towson. I've been here for quite a long time. I live one block from the mall. I want to praise our police. I want to praise Mike Artell and his staff and Kathy Forbes and her staff. I've been working with them on problems for quite a long time. We just don't have enough police. What's happening in that mall, the kids, the teens downtown get on the bus and come out to Towson because there's more stuff to do here. There's more free stuff. They get off at the mall, and there's an arcade, a huge arcade there that's open till 2 in the morning. They also have a liquor license. That's a big problem. I think Stony River moved out because their parking for Stony River backs up to that arcade. those kids that beat down that other kid or whatever happened there, that could have been a senior citizen being beat up, because there's an apartment complex there with seniors in it, and across the street, the Towson Diner, a lot of seniors go there. It's just, you know, we just need more police, and tomorrow night, we have a good organization. It's called the Baltimore County Police and Community Relations Council. We're having a meeting tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Trinity Church in Towson. That's 120 Allegheny Avenue. That's tomorrow night at 7. All this is going to be addressed and more. So,
let me ask you this, Mark.
And I love Towson. There's so much to do here for me and seniors, especially seniors.
Yeah, no, that's great, and I think everybody would appreciate you giving that information. Let me ask, are there going to be any county council members there or county executive?
Usually, but I don't know. I don't know who's going to show up. I just don't know.
Okay, so you don't know until that, okay.
It's run by our great police.
Okay. And you said, so the county executive has been to the meetings in the past?
Not our new one. She, as you said, is in hiding. She comes when there's an award to be given or, things like that.
Yes, I know she's great at giving out citations. That's like her thing. That's her jam. Well, Mark, I appreciate it. If you could give everybody the information one more time on this meeting.
Yeah, it's the PCRC, Police and Community Relations Council, tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m., Trinity Church, right there in Towson, 120 Allegheny.
Well, Mark, thank you so much, and I know you do a lot in the community, and everybody appreciates it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. And look, Mark loves Towson. A lot of people love Towson. Towson, yeah. I mean, when you think about Towson, you're not thinking about the stuff that we're talking about today. I mean, look, 2 weeks, was that last week? Yeah, last week. We were talking about the Peeping Tom. And the Towson University students having to deal with multiple Peeping Toms. I mean, what is going on? And look, and Mark pointed out, we don't have enough police. Baltimore County Police Department, I'm sure, is being worn and stretched thin. Okay? They've got a lot going on. And it sounds to me like the police chief, McCullough, even though I don't think we agree politically, I'll leave that there. But it sounds to me that he at least is trying. I told you I did go to that Middle River Crime Walk with Police Chief McCullough. Ertel was there. Julian Jones was there. They were really there. For me, Julian was there for the photos, because I don't even think he spoke to really anybody. And then, you know, they were there, and I did speak to Chief McCullough. I told you guys. He said, oh, we're putting more resources here. I said, well, you know, for the average person, what the hell does that mean? You know, so it's like, because it's like, dude, what does that even mean? More resources? What? Stop saying that. Senator Carl Jackson was out there, and they were supposed to get to the bottom of, you know, what's been going on at that gas station at the corner of Middle River and Compass Road, because there are drug dealers there. They're dropped off by cars, or they get off the bus that the MTA bus that comes to that stop, and they have their backpacks on. They're grown men. They look like, you know, they dress like children with backpacks on, and I guarantee you some of them are packing. And they hang out at the bus stop as soon as the weather gets a little warmer. So we'll see what happens this year. But they hang out at the bus stop and they sell drugs. It's an open-air drug market. It's not a secret. Right across the street, you have Middle River Middle School. And then right behind it, you have Glenmar Elementary School. And the drug dealers are out there selling drugs as the kids are getting out of school. And the kids are going into the gas station to buy candy and snacks. Can you even imagine what that looks like? It is unacceptable to the highest degree. Now, of course, the county executive did not show up to that crime walk. It is a concern of many. Now, I will also say to the community, there are a lot of people that didn't show up to it at all. And I understand, because look, I understand it. I think of a crime walk and I'm like, what? Stop. Shut up. Right? Like a crime walk. But it was an opportunity for me to voice my concerns. Right? I can look Police Chief McCullough in the eye and say, this is a real problem. And you better hope a kid isn't get, you know, doesn't get hurt. You better pray on it. Now, of course, sometimes I do see patrol cars. I love the Baltimore County Police Department. I think they do a fantastic job. I think they try their best with what they can do. But also, it is very hard for them to engage with juveniles. And they're kind of handcuffed in this situation. So I actually don't blame the police. I blame the policy decision makers and people like the county executive that does, you know, decides not to show up. All right, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about the conversation I had with her spokesperson, because he sent me over a statement. I guess he thinks I live under a rock, because, of course, I saw that was the same statement that they sent to Fox 45 days previously. I'm like, dude, really? I mean, come on. That was what you circled back with? The statement you sent Fox 45 2 days ago? Anyways, we'll get into that because, of course, I had some questions on it. But I just wanted to mention, I just wanted to address this really quickly if I could. You know, as I mentioned, I was at Glenn Gilhar's event on Saturday. And I'm taking on a new project right now. So I'm going to be very, very busy, right? So, you know, going to these events, you know, I'm not going to make it all the time, right? But I do go to events here and there, and I do try to help out because the candidates are able to raise funds, and I don't charge anything. I do it for free, okay, so that they can make as much money as possible and use that towards their campaign, right? For me, that's volunteering, that's giving back. Well, I just want to make sure that we are very clear on this because I get approached all the time, and people want me to support some people over other people. I don't have any teams here, okay? I'm not playing this game. I only like this person, so can you only like this person? I'm not doing that, all right? If somebody has shown in the past that they are a great elected official or a great candidate, and I want to support them in the Republican Party, then I will do that. But I don't want people to think that I'm choosing sides and choosing teams. I don't owe anybody anything, okay? I am a talk show host, and so my allegiance is to the listeners here that want to hear from every candidate and for WCBM. That's it. Okay? I'm getting the text messages. Everybody's got a problem with somebody else. The infighting is out of control. Do not pull me into your game because I don't want to play it. So we will have new candidates that you haven't heard from. They're going to come on the show and they're going to talk. But I'm not going to pretend like I'm only supporting certain people because they're part of a certain clique or crew. I'm not playing it. WCBM is where I work. Okay? And that's where my allegiance is here, with the radio station and with the listeners. Glad I got that off my chest. Real quick, looking to upgrade your home? Then you've got to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. And right now is a great time to buy at Town Appliance because they're officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. Now, you can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website before you head down at townappliance.com for more information.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about what's going on in Towson. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'll get your text messages here in just a second. And, I just want to reiterate here, my loyalty is to WCBM and the WCBM listeners, okay? We're not going to play these games. Oh, I don't like that candidate. Oh, I'm supporting somebody else in the primary. That's got nothing to do with me, okay? The listeners of the show, I'm sure, would like to listen to every candidate in the race so they can make a decision on who they want to choose to vote for. And I want to be able to deliver that because I believe the audience is very intelligent. They'll use their critical thinking skills and they'll decide the best representative for them. If I announce that we're going to have a candidate on the show and you don't like this person because they're not part of your slate or whatever it is, I don't care. I do not care. I owe you nothing. Okay? The listeners deserve to hear from the candidates. I work at WCBM. I do not work for you. All right, so I just want to make that very clear. I also wanted to talk about the fact that I did talk to county executive Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. I talked to her spokesperson again, and he was supposed to circle back to me after I pinged his phone. I said, look, is Kathy going to say anything? Because now you had two teens that robbed somebody at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall. Here's what he sent to me. He says, hey, what's your email address? I have something for you. He said, actually, I can send it here to your text. It's from the county executive herself. Here's what it says. The safety of our kids is always the top priority, and I'm horrified by the video of this incident. No child should have to experience this, and my thoughts are with the student and their family, blase, blase, blase. He sent me the comment about the kids that were fighting at the bus stop in Towson. And that comment went out 2 days prior to Fox 45. I said, sir, this already went out on Fox 45, okay? I said, also, just to clarify, I was asking you about the two teens that robbed someone at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall. The video of the teens fighting happened after that event. I guess this just shows there is a serious problem in Baltimore County that needs addressing. He says, oh, yes, my apologies. It's been a long week. I think it shows that I'm a very tired spokesperson doing what I don't know. Doing what I don't know. He says there have been internal meetings between the county executive and the chief of police, department heads, and other stakeholders on that specific issue. I said, of course, unlike you, because he said, he goes back and goes, at the same time, it's important to keep the broader context in mind. Major crime in Baltimore County is down. That's what the spokesperson said. I said, of course, unlike you, I've lived in Baltimore County for over 12 years. This decline began under Kevin Kamenetz, continued under Johnny O, and now Kathy doesn't even have the decency to publicly address it. This is the worst that it's ever been. Were numbers higher under Johnny? Sure. And any officer will tell you things that were reported accurately at that time. Now things have changed. I said, keep in mind, Annapolis Mall does not have this problem. I said, from the outside, it looks like the entire county executive office does very little. We went back and forth for a little bit, but he says, stay tuned. Apparently, she's going to address it. We shall see. More we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He was a troubled man who made his intentions clear. President Trump's take on the 31-year-old suspect in Saturday night's shooting outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. Cole Allen is scheduled to appear later today in court. The Virginia Supreme Court is considering whether to block new U.S. House districts that were narrowly approved by the voters. The court is to hear arguments today. Tornadoes, part of a powerful storm that hammered North Texas last night, left two people dead, a massive amount of property damage. Numerous homes were heavily damaged or demolished altogether in the town of Runaway Bay. Parts of Oklahoma were also hard hit. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 159 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index off 77, and the S&P trading 11 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While Cowboys owner Jerry Jones makes all the draft picks in Dallas, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti made his first for Baltimore this past weekend.
When we were down in Florida, Steve was begging for a draft pick, and he owns the team. I said, yes, Steve. And so, of course you're going to have a draft pick. And so we decided on our last fifth-round pick. He did his research. He studied the tape, talked to people. He's got a really good relationship with the Clemson head coach.
The result, running back Adam Randall out of Clemson, pick number 174, DaCosta describing Randall as a big, versatile running back who can catch passes and return kicks as well. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry took a couple of turns over the weekend. This from former Ravens running back Mark Ingram, introducing Baltimore's third-round draft pick.
This the hospitality I got for your boy?
Yeah.
Yes, it
is. On behalf of me, my son, these wonderful young ladies, and all the Flock Nation, we got a special message for y'all, Pittsburgh.
Steelers still suck!
Y'all boy.
Hey, Pittsburgh, we still doing this?
And then there was this smoke thrown at Steeler fans by British Ravens fan and the NFL's International Fan of the Year, Jamie Pembroke, as she announced the Ravens' fifth-round pick.
Pittsburgh. Keep this short, like your postseason. Oh, ouch. Oh.
Something about that British accent makes it even better. And finally, a Baltimore boy makes good in the NFL draft. The Packers drafted Florida kicker and Severna Park High School grad Trey Smack in the sixth round. The only kicker selected in the draft. Green Bay traded both of their seventh-round picks to the Seahawks for Smack, who set a Gator record with 10 field goals of 50 yards or more. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world happened this weekend at Camden Yards? And that is done on sports.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool again as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for a few showers in the afternoon and evening. A better chance for rain on Wednesday. Steady rain at times at that point with temperatures in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
About the crime in Baltimore County. I'll just tell you what County Executive Kathy doesn't want to wear claws, Meyer's spokesperson had to say. Apparently, she is going to come up with a statement, even though they tried to send me the statement about the kids fighting at the bus stop, and that's not even what I was referring to. I said, you might have forgotten, but I asked you about the armed robbery at White Marsh Mall, so I'm not sure why you would send me this statement, but you know, he says that he's extremely busy, and that's how he got things mixed up. I just wanted to point out, with all this stuff going on in Baltimore County, because I think some people believe that only in red states or red cities, we don't really have red cities, do we? Red towns, I guess we could say. Red counties across the country, only they really deal with the crime, and they really care about holding these juveniles accountable. Well, I just wanted to point out, which I pointed out to her spokesperson, by the way, that right down the street in D.C., D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's treating this juvenile situation much differently than our county executive in Baltimore County or Mayor Brandon Scott, really anybody, even the legislators in the General Assembly. She's treating it much differently. Take a listen to what Mayor Bowser had to say after a bunch of juveniles descended on the Navy Yard. And apparently somebody actually pulled a gun out there when they were doing this link up, and they arrested some of those kids. And they were talking about this in the press conference saying, look, if we have to, we're arresting them and we're going to detain them. Take a listen.
We don't want to arrest any kids. What we want is we want their parents to supervise them and keep them at home. The chief has to deploy so many of his resources to babysit, supervise, or arrest children. If you have 1,000 kids gathering across the city, they are more likely to engage with law enforcement or the National Guard than if they were in constructive environments supervised by their parents and families.
And that was Mayor Bowser in D.C. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's standing behind her, by the way, at this press conference. The police chief is shaking and nodding his head, yes, get your kids before I do, right? That's the tolerance they have down there in D.C. at this point, because they're sick of the kids. Meanwhile, up here, they won't even address it. Our county executive won't even say a word about it. You're sending statements, written statements, to major news outlets. I mean, forget about me. Yeah, you could send me a written statement. I'm sure you don't care about what I think about it all. But Fox 45 is, you know, basically in Towson every day talking to people, and the residents there have had enough. You have all these stores leaving at Towson Mall. At White Marsh, we've had enough. The Avenue, as soon as it gets warm again, you're going to have all these teenagers back out there. Right now, because it's a little chilly outside, they're not out there. But if it was really warm this weekend, you would have had the same situation. So all I'm asking, and I sent this to our spokesperson, all I'm asking is for you to take the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser approach. She's a Democrat just like you. And she's going to lock these kids up. And she's already told the police chief to lock them up. And then you have Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's going to prosecute them. Now, why you can't do this in Baltimore County, I don't know. Scott Schellenberger, who's not a progressive, who is the prosecutor, he is just fine, obviously, when prosecuting these teenagers. Now, we got the Child Interrogation Act in place. They don't have that in D.C., right? You've got the drama from the General Assembly because they can't get it together. The Juvenile Justice Reform Act. But in the meantime, lock these kids up. Detain them. This whole thing of now we're going to charge them as juveniles, send them straight to DJS. This is a mess. Again, the Democrat Party. Now, I just wanted you to take a listen because, first, I do like Governor Jeff Landry out of Louisiana. I don't know what it is. I like the Louisiana folks. This is probably why I like partying with them when they bring the Mardi Gras to D.C. They're just a different breed, okay? Now, Governor Jeff Landry, they saw an uptick in crime and violence with the juveniles. They had a mass shooting down there as well. Take a listen to how he's handling it.
This is the kind of violence that we end up with when we engage in those kinds of policies. And I'm asking the legislature to go back and look at the laws. In fact, people that go into common places and decide to engage in that kind of violence, we should put them away for life. I'm done with them. It doesn't matter how old they are. Somebody has failed. It's not the government's job to raise these people. It's common sense not to go into a public space with a gun and start shooting around blindedly. We got a great, we got 18,000 acres at Angola. If it's up to me, I'd send them all there for the rest of their lives. Next.
Oof. Governor Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana. Just think if we could have Jeff Landry here in Maryland. Oh, things would be so much different. Now, of course, they're dealing with Baton Rouge. They have areas just like here that are very blue. And they don't want to do anything about the juveniles, right, in the local jurisdiction. So that's why he's so upset. And he said there, he's like, look, we've got acres where I would send them there for the rest of their lives. I don't even care. Now, of course, this was going viral, and you had the same old, you know, race baiters that said, that sounds racist. What does he mean he's going to send them to some fields and acres? Look, either you get your kids, or we'll have law enforcement pick them up. You decide. You decide. And see, it's so funny to me because that's kind of how my dad was. Really, truly. That's how my dad was. You know, it's like you can be out here and you can act a fool and then you can get arrested. And then he'll think about whether or not he'll come and get you. Because, you know, you should be raised like common sense. My mom says all the time, your kids are your report card. If your child is out here acting a fool, robbing people at gunpoint, jumping on top of cars, running through the mall and, you know, knocking over, you know, senior citizens, beating up other kids at the bus stop, stomping them on the ground. You see, what happened to shame? Right? Parents used to be ashamed if their kids were menaces to society. Now they're not even ashamed. You got some parents so ignorant, they're even egging it on. They're provoking it, right? That one parent who goes to the school says, you let them beat you up? Girl, you better beat them up yourself, right? I mean, that's what she did. She instigated. She provoked it. She wanted her daughter to finish the job. Who even wants their daughters to fight? What kind of world are we living in? This has got to be the Twilight Zone. You want your daughter in a physical altercation? I wasn't even allowed to play football half the time because my mom thought I would get bruised or some kind of scar that I would have for the rest of my life. And she said, you know, one day you're going to be wearing skirts and heels and you're not going to want that bruise. That's what she thought about. I told you, I came home with that tattoo on my shoulder. My mom, I thought she was going to faint. The first thing she said, oh, my goodness, right? And of course, you know, I'm over 18 at this point. I'm 20 years old. And I got this stupid tattoo on my shoulder. And it is stupid. I hate it now, right? I come in the house, and I, you know, I'm just coming home to visit. And my mom, she just looks at me, and she shakes her head, and she goes, I have always envisioned an off-the-shoulder wedding gown, and you've ruined it. She was livid. Meanwhile, you know, at that point, did she even know I was going to get married? I don't even know. She said an off-the-shoulder wedding gown. I ruined it. She was so mad. She wouldn't talk to me. I thought she was going to disown me. And that's because I got a tattoo at 20. I don't know what happened to shame. I don't know what happened to it. If my daughter was out here acting like these kids, I would be ashamed. She would be locked in her room. She'd be locked in her room. Right now, we just got our progress report. You know what? Olivia's not so happy right now. She didn't have a great weekend. No YouTube, no Fire Stick, only an hour use of tablet. No, we're not playing this game. She likes all the squishy toys. She wants to trade them at school, at recess. No, you're not taking anything to school but your books. I don't understand parents that allow this from their kids. And I told you before, I have a friend, he lets his son, like, he talks back to people. His son was calling adults by their first name. I was shocked. Like, wait a minute, did he just call your neighbor Brian? And his neighbor's name is Brian. I was like, he's 8 years old. Like, why are you guys raising these kids like they're animals in a barn? Do you not show them any respect for anyone or anything? This is, like, what are we doing? Has society become so lax that we're just like, oh, it is what it is? And then when your kid becomes a menace, then they're looking around. I did everything I could. No, you didn't. I watched you. Just because you show up, just because you pay for things, doesn't mean you're a great parent. You've got to raise these kids. I know I'm a preacher to the choir, but my word. Like, you know what? And I'm right on board with Governor Jeff Landry. I wish I could have, like, given him a high five. So meanwhile, I go to his page. I forgot we follow each other. I am going to reach out and see if he'll come on the show. He was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner with his wife, by the way. And you saw them running out because he was there. I guess he had his own detail there. And they were trying to get them out of the room pretty quickly. But, yeah, that's how I feel about it. I don't care how old you are. You want to engage in adult crimes? I'll treat you like an adult. You think you're a big boy? You think you're a big girl? Yeah, we'll see. Well, you're sitting in prison. All right. We'll go on from there. I know you guys probably heard about this. Channel 11 has a story. Two Maryland residents have confirmed cases of the measles. Did you hear about this, Brian, the producer? No? All right. Well, the measles. And look, and meanwhile, remember we were talking about the first person that was confirmed? And they were like, all right, if you went to the airport, you know, you might want to go get yourself checked out if you have any symptoms. Believe it or not, this person, I don't know where this, you know what? It'd be easier to list where this person hasn't been. That's how crazy this is. I don't mean to laugh, but that's how crazy this is. All right. Officials announced the case on Friday afternoon, saying they have not connected the cases to another person who contacted with measles last week. So apparently they don't think that they had any connection, right? This person that had the measles that we talked about last week. Now, possible exposures. Listen to where this person has been, by the way. This is crazy. This person was on the move. Giant's Food in Pasadena, right there on Mountain Road. That was on April 12th between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then they went over to Bean Rush Cafe, apparently, on Annapolis Street. And then on April 14th, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., they said that they were at the General's, or the location is 2062 General's Highway, a building over there. Then they were at Whole Foods in Annapolis. Then they went to some building on Harry Truman Parkway. Then they went to the Arnold Professional Building. So they're saying if you went to the Arnold Professional Center also on April 16th, please make sure that you're feeling well and don't have any symptoms. Oakwood Professional Building, Baltimore Washington Medical Center and Emergency Department. They finally went to go get themselves checked out in Glen Burnie on April 20th between 9:45 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. This person was everywhere. There's no way you could track that down. Well, anyways, they said they still don't know exactly where this person was exposed because apparently this person did not travel internationally. So they're trying to figure out exactly how this person contracted measles. But just be careful out there. Be safe. I don't know. Can you use hand sanitizer, Brian, to get the measles away? I don't know. I think I'm addicted to hand sanitizer. I don't know. You know what really, like, gives me the ick? I think I talked about this before. The gas pump. I hate pumping gas. And not because I don't like pumping gas. Touching the gas pump gives me the heebie-jeebies. And I have hand sanitizer literally on my car door. Like, it's right there on the door. I don't know what it is. I probably look like somebody with OCD. I guess I should probably get, like, gloves, huh? Because it really does bother me. My tank will be, like, on empty. It'll say there, you've got, like, 16 miles left. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I think I could still get home. Because I hate it. I literally hate it. And Olivia, of course, she laughs at me. I'm like, it's got to be the dirtiest thing known to man. The gas pump. Ugh! You think about people going in the gas station, using the restroom, and not washing their hands. Sorry if you're eating lunch. I'll stop. Anyways, that's just me, my personal issues. I got a caller on the line. Matt in Bel Air, did you want to talk about the disrespectful kids today?
Yeah, you know, I thought about it when I was painting my brother's shutters. He's sick, and I couldn't believe that how the kids are being brought up today. The parents want to be their friends and not their parents.
Yeah.
And when I grew up, you said, yes, sir, no, ma'am, to any of my neighbors in my neighborhood. If not, I got my ass whooped by my dad. And that's how you teach kids. And I still do it. I'm 64, and if I have a friend that's 84, I say Mr. John or Miss Nancy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It always stays with you.
Yeah, Matt, great point. I don't know what's going on with today's kids. I said that on the show before. Matt, I was walking into the post office. There was an elderly woman that was also walking in. So, of course, you know, I'm holding the door. And then this kid comes in real quick behind me. But then he doesn't even hold the door for the elderly woman. He just walks in like, oh, yeah, like as if I'm holding the door for him. And I'm looking around like, does this look? And he had to be about 16, 17 years old. And I thought, mom would have slapped me silly if I didn't open and keep that door open.
But I did get one time I opened the door for a lady in a Wawa, and she got mad. Like, it was, I was being a chauvinist. I didn't care. I'm still going to do it, right?
Yeah.
And listen, I want to tell you about the gas pump. I'm the same way, and I'm a fireman, retired firefighter from Baltimore City.
Thank you for your service.
I don't like the gas either, so get yourself a box of them rubber throwaway disposable gloves.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, no, it really does give me the ick. It does. Well, Matt, thank you for your service. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back with continuous conversation.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The Rob Carson Show.
You don't believe that boys can become girls, but 100% of Democrats at Capitol Hill do. You want voter ID? 100% of Democrats on Capitol Hill don't. We can come together, Democrats and Republicans. We can come together in our love of our country and then debate the issues and leave it up to voters in an honest fashion, not bought and paid for by people who are out of state and out of country.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekday. Noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. Let's have a little fun here, I guess, at the end of the show. Tomorrow, I want to let you know, Senator Johnny Ray Sailing is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He's going to give us his session wrap up and the time that he had there in the Senate this past session. Also, real quick, Raising Cane's. Remember, I told you that one's heading to the area. Well, it's heading to Owings Mills. Owings Mills, you lucky dogs! You lucky dogs! I love Raising Cane's. Real quick, if you are thinking about opening a Raising Cane's, right? If you're getting involved in a franchise, we have a beautiful spot in Baltimore County, right off of Route 40. There used to be a Sonic there. It's now enclosed with chained fences because there was a homeless encampment that took over. But now it's nice and clean, and the Sonic is on Route 40. You're right there by across the street. You've got Ollie's, the discount store. You've got two gas stations on either side. One is a beautiful Wawa. And then if you go further down, Kelso Drive is right there. The courthouse is nearby. You got a Kabuto, like the, what is that called? The Japanese Steakhouse. That's across the street at Planet Fitness. It is a beautiful area. She's put a Raising Cane's. So come on down to Baltimore County on Route 40. Please. You're not too far from Longhorn. And right behind you, there will be a Checkers. So, look, I'm telling you right now, you would do big business right there if you put a Raising Cane's where the Sonic used to be on that intersection of Rossville Boulevard and Route 40. Thank you for your time. I want one so bad. So bad. Oh, I got Rob in Middle River. Rob, we were talking about gas pumps and my germophobia, I guess, in regards to it.
Okay, so I got some really good advice for you. I think you're going to like this. Now, I probably can't mention the name of the company because it would be a commercial. But what they are, you can get these, or you can get them at Target. They're called candy wipes, and they don't have any alcohol in them. They're glycerin-based, so it's very mild on the hands, and they do kill the germs. I keep a pack of them in my car because, you know, that germicidal's got so much alcohol in it. So these things are very gentle on the hands, and they do kill the germs. So I'll just say the name, Clean and Go Wipes, and there are a couple of manufacturers that put them out. Like I said, I probably can't say the name of the company because it would be a commercial.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Okay. So wipes without the alcohol, because you're right, that your hands will become rough.
Yeah, and these are good for hands, faces, and you can even, like, use it on the car door, if you wanted, or the door handle. So that's number one. Number two, regarding candidates, because we live in the same neighborhood, have you heard of, I guess I can mention the name, Josh Sines?
Yeah, I've seen his signs out there, and I know that he's been going around. He's been at different events, so hopefully he'll reach out and want to come on the show. But I might have to reach out to him as well.
Yeah, I like to see that happen. In fact, he's having an event this week. If you're interested, it's he's actually celebrating a birthday, and it's going to be at, I don't know if I can I say the name of it?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
It's Weaver's Marine Service at 730 Riverside Drive.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be April 29th this week, 6 to 8, and there will be lots of food there. So I think it's going to be a fun thing, and I'll probably talk about it.
Well, if you know Josh, because it kind of sounds like you do, if you know Josh, have him reach out if you can, kimklasick@gmail.com. I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, I would, too. I'd love to have him. All right, so you've heard of him, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you, Rob.
That's it. Get those handy wipes.
Thank you. I will do that. Thank you so much. Yeah, because alcohol, then you'll have like rough hands, and then I'll never get a man that way, right? What guy wants a girl with rough hands? I don't know. I think I've already thrown in the towel, though. 44. It seems old, doesn't it? I'm 44 with a kid, Brian, the producer, and she's 9. It just doesn't sound very inviting, especially when I say it like that. And I'm a workaholic. All right, I'm going to have to push this other story to tomorrow. Maryland Matters has a story. Maryland could have identified fraudulent lead inspections sooner. That's what the audit says. So I will push this over to tomorrow, but Maryland Matters has a story if you want to take a look at it. Very interesting indeed. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. 12 View, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. We'll get to the question of the day at 9:35 a.m.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is the right choice for Maryland.